High School Sports on KTNC, brought to you by Community Medical Center, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communication, Salem Grain and Barge, American Family Insurance, Runza, Consolidated Grain, F&M Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, Frontier Bank, Farm Bureau, Dins Country Meats, and Armbruster Motor Company.
Hi, John Nixon inviting you now to stay tuned for the High School Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College. Tonight, it's the Johnson Brock Eagles, ranked number 8 in Class D2, hosting the Falls City Sacred Heart Irish, ranked number 4 in Class D2. These teams have played 4 games. They're both 3-1. They had 3 common opponents. Both teams losing to Lord Central Catholic from Class D1, and the other 2 games in common, they both have come away with wins in. So, pretty good matchup tonight at Johnson on the turf. The two teams, again, 3-1 on the year, and it's been a good rivalry over the years as both teams have won recent state titles and just good programs all around. I had a chance to visit with the coaches, Doug Goltz of Falls City Sacred Heart, and Mitch Roberts for the Johnson Brock Eagles. You'll hear that coming up next. Again, let your friends know it's Johnson Brock hosting Sacred Heart tonight, live on KTNC, 1230 AM and 107.1 FM, and on the World Wide Web at mscsports.net. We'll be back and visit with Coach Doug Goltz after this 2-minute timeout on KTNC.
Autumn is upon us, and that means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here. Breast cancer is among the most curable forms of the cancer, and the 5-year survival rate is 100% when discovered in its very early stage. This is a reminder to do something good for yourself and your loved ones. Schedule your mammogram today. At Community Medical Center Falls City, we are here for you. Let's take action together to learn about knowing your body and early detection to beat this disease. CMC, serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference.
Dins Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dins Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dins Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dins Country Meats in Table Rock.
Hey volleyball fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout out for going the extra mile goes to the Falls City Sacred Heart Junior Varsity Volleyball Squad. Congratulations, ladies, on your first place finish at the Lewiston JV Volleyball Tournament. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, keep up the great work.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
It's time now to visit with our coaches tonight. We begin with Sacred Heart Coach Doug Goltz of the Irish on the Road tonight. Coach, here we are halfway through the season with this game, a little over halfway by the time we're all done here tonight. Kids are 3-1 on the year. Are you happy with the way things have went so far?
Yeah, I think we've steadily improved each game. I think we can see that we got beat by a very good team in Nebraska City Lords. They're 4-0. But I think since that game, we learned a lot, and we've improved in some of the areas that we needed to do better. And I like how we progressed. We beat BDF, a team that has been very difficult for us to get by. And then I liked what we did in our other games, too.
Mm-hmm. We talked to opposing coaches about Sacred Heart, and they mentioned size. Well, maybe the Irish fans don't think of your team being as big as they have in the past. They're still pretty good size, and I think this is a year where you've got speed to burn.
Yeah, I think we have a good mix. We have some experience coming back in the line with seniors Brogan Knox, Cole, and Derek Schwong. I think whenever you have a good line, you're going to have a good team, and And I think our line is one of our strengths. And then we do have some good skill players. We don't really have that big bruising back, you know, that 200 pounder that sometimes you'd like to have, but we have enough weapons that, we can throw the ball and, we're good enough to run the ball too. So I think we're tough to defend.
Johnson Brock is a good team. They're 3-1 on the year. As we talked about in the coaches show, you guys have played three of the same teams this year with the same results against those three teams as far as wins and losses. They're a good football team.
Yeah, I mean, what stands out, I guess, to me is, you know, last year they were 1-3 at this time. They had been beaten badly by BDS. They had lost to Lourdes, and they had also lost to Donovan West. And, you know, they've turned that around, and they beat a good BDS team. They handled Donovan West. So, you know, I know it's hard to compare year to year, but I definitely think their team is better than it was last year.
Mm-hmm. Getting so beat up last year, they got a lot of young players in there, and that's you hate it for last year, but it's paying off for them this year. Those kids get a lot of experience.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of their skill guys played last year. I think they're young in the line, not as experienced there. And if we have maybe an advantage, hopefully it's in our line size and some of the experience that we have.
Football fans come watch this game tonight. Obviously, most of everybody's going to be a Johnson Brock or a Sacred Heart fan, but somebody just showed up as just a fan of football. Watching these two quarterbacks battle tonight might be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I really like Caleb Possenbarger. You know, he was a big contributor as a receiver on their state championship team, and then he took over and became the quarterback. And he just makes their offense very difficult to defend because he's similar to Jacob Jordan. At any time, he can just take off and run and scramble, and he's good at that. But he's also a very accurate passer. And they've got some pretty good skill players out there to throw the ball to.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned this morning during the coaches show that your quarterback is your leading rusher this season. Not that that's unexpected with Jacob Jordan as fast as he is, but it's not necessarily by design.
Yeah, I mean, he's had 40 rushes, but probably 20 of those were called pass plays where either he saw something and took off and ran, or the pocket maybe broke down. And then we have a few sprint out passes where he has the option to run or pass. But, you know, we've got some other guys that are really good running backs too. It just happens that he has about twice as many carries. It's a good thing to have a quarterback that's mobile.
Mm-hmm. As far as your defense tonight with Johnson Brock, they do a lot of different things. What's your concerns there?
Well, just having our guys be in position to defend. You know, they use some motion. They use a lot of different formations. You know, just having your players stay home and do their jobs. You know, they mix in an option type offense along with their passing. So you really got to have your kids be disciplined and do their jobs. And that's probably the biggest concern is, you know, they stretch the field in a lot of different ways. They run a very good speed option, and any time that Possenbarger decides to run it, you know, that can present some problems.
And as far as when you got to go on a road trip, Johnson Brock's a fun place to go. They'll have a good fan base there. You guys will have a terrific fun as well. But nice to go on a road trip that's less than two and a half hours.
Yeah, it's not often that we get to drive less than an hour to a game. They've got a great facility, too, with the field turf, so weather-wise, it should be a great night for football tonight.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ball game tonight.
Thank you.
Back with more of our pregame show after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Welcome back to our pregame show. We're going to visit now with Coach Mitch Roberts, head coach of the Johnson Brock Eagles. The Eagles come into the ballgame tonight, 3-1. Coach, both teams ranked in the top 10. You're both 3-1. You both beat BDS. You both lost Lord Central Catholic. Kind of an interesting scenario as you compare the two things. That's what we know, but it tells us absolutely nothing about tonight, does it?
Yeah, no, those things, don't really matter, and that's what we kind of told our kids all week, that we have to focus on this game, not what the score of those two matchups were, and we just have to come out and play our best football and hope that it's enough.
Tell me about the Johnson Brock Eagles this year. What are we going to see on offense tonight out of your squad?
A little bit of both. You know, just like every team, we're trying to run the ball, you know, as effectively as possible, and that'll set up your passing game. So we'll try to run the ball, you know, in a variety of ways, a lot of spread offense, but and then that kind of sets up our passing. So we'll see if it's good enough to get by tonight.
You've got a couple of young men that, well, you've got several young men that are really able to do a lot of things. What about quarterbacks, running backs, Caleb? When he started out, a couple of years ago, he was a great receiver. Now he's quarterback. He's real good at that. Young Mr. Pelican back, who got forced into action last year. He's a good running back. He can throw. You mixing and matching kids around in different positions, or just everybody kind of set and let's go?
Yeah, that's what we like about the group of kids right now, is that they're not locked into one position. So we can move them to running back. We can move them to slot. We can, you know, move them outside and kind of put them in a position that's going to help our team be successful, because it leaves the other team guessing on, you know, what we're going to run and where people are going to be. So that's what I really like about our kids. They've been really open to that idea of having the different personnel groupings, because they're buying into that team concept, and, you know, they're going to do what's best for us.
Tell us about your concerns with Sacred Heart going into the ball game.
They're really dynamic. You know, they have a lot of playmakers. They have good size up front. You know, we kind of know what we're getting into with being, you know, district and conference, and, you know, we play them every year. So just being able to contain their quarterback and slow down their running game enough to make them, you know, throw the ball a little bit more.
You want to make him pass more?
That's the tough part with him. You know, we have to be able to contain him, you know, and kind of try to slow them down. We have to slow down their big play capabilities, and he can kind of do those things, you know, both running and passing, but limiting their big plays and trying to keep him in the pocket and not give him, you know, access to the outside of the field out of the pocket, because he can make a lot of great things happen.
And we talked about your offense being diverse. How about the defense this year? Are you happy with where they're at?
Yeah, our kids have played. We're going to be outsized pretty much every week, you know, no matter who we face. And we face some pretty big run-heavy teams. And I like the way our kids held up. And like I said, limiting those big plays and, you know, making them take small chunks of yards at a time. And, you know, ultimately you know, forcing a couple turnovers here and there and just kind of locking down on the defensive side of the ball.
And it's always going to be nice to have a game like this at home.
Definitely. You know, we have great fan support. You know, the whole community comes out and supports us. And it's nice to get those games at home so, you know, we can go out and kind of relax and the kids have fun, and it's going to be a beautiful night for football.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ball game tonight.
Thanks, Sean.
We'll be back with more of our pregame show coming up after this on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Mom! I got the job! I got the job!
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what course is transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we bid you good evening from Johnson, Nebraska. It's time once again for high school football here on KTNC. Tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish are on the road taking on the Johnson Brock Eagles. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula, along with Troy Nelson this evening. Troy, good evening to you.
Good evening. Beautiful evening to be here, John.
68 degrees at kickoff. We had a little bit of a rain shower that went through here earlier, but that has gone away, and now we're getting set for a beautiful evening of high school football. We're going to step aside and take a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with a look at the starting lineups right after this two-minute break on KTNC.
Greetings, everyone, from Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Hey, Bart, you know what time it is?
What time is it, Duggar?
It's harvest time!
You bet it is. Come to Farm and City Supply for all your needs this year. You can light up tonight with our new selection of LED lights and light bars. Great prices, new product. It's really nice. You got to come check them out. Also, remember for all your roller chain, bearings, sprockets, and hubs, for anything that breaks down, we've got a good line of oil and lubricants here in stock, so Farm and City Supply for all your harvest needs.
Generations of family working together on the same piece of land. It's a tradition around here. On a farm or ranch, everyone has their chores to do. The whole family contributes. It's a hard life, but it's a good life, too. Agriculture is America's largest family business. We're proud to be a part of it. Together we grow. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank, Falls City, and Stella.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Autumn is upon us, and that means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here. Breast cancer is among the most curable forms of cancer, and the 5-year survival rate is 100% when discovered in its very early stage. This is a reminder to do something good for yourself and your loved ones. Schedule your mammogram today. At Community Medical Center Falls City, we are here for you. Let's take action together to learn about knowing your body and early detection to beat this disease. CMC, serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back to Johnson. It's Parents Night tonight. We've already met the players and their parents. We just broke for our national anthem. The color guard color is being presented here by the Johnson American Legion Post. Tonight we've got a matchup, Troy, between a couple of teams that have taken similar roads to get to this point. They are both 3-1. They both have wins over Nebraska Lutheran and BDS. They both have lost to Nebraska City Lords. They've each picked up an additional win, Sacred Heart over Meade and Johnson Brock over Donovan West. So on paper, looks like quite a matchup.
Yeah. You know, and again, as a coach, you know, you tell your players, ignore these scores that were played, show up tonight. But again, as we look at it, on paper, it should be an interesting game. And the only game that doesn't say interesting is Lords.
Right.
Sacred Heart played Lords tough. And you look at the score against Johnson Brock and Lords, and it wasn't.
The Lords had a couple more weeks of football under their belts before they faced Johnson Brock.
Yeah.
Also, we're going to see a couple of really fine quarterbacks here tonight. Caleb Rossenbarger for Johnson Brock and Jacob Jordan for Sacred Heart. Both of those young men can be the difference that swings the pendulum one way or the other in this ballgame.
Yeah.
So let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. First of all, the offensive starters for the Johnson Brock Eagles. They'll have a change at center. They'll be starting Rowan Benham in place of Mason Benham. Mason not playing this evening. Rowan Benham is a sophomore. Leighton Behrens is a left guard, a sophomore. The right guard is Zach Hawley, also a sophomore. At the wide receivers, Hunter Gravett is a senior, along with Jalen Behrens, a junior. The tight end is Ryan Bowling. He's a senior. Quarterback, Caleb Fossenbarger. Fossenbarger is senior. And the running back is Sloan Pelican. He was forced into service as a quarterback quite a bit last season. Let's take a look at that Sacred Heart defense.
All right. On your defensive line, defensive end, first team All-Stater from last year, Brogan Noctegal. Nose guard, number 68, Derek Shawong. And your other defensive end, number 24, your sophomore, Joe Simon. Your two linebackers for this evening, your senior, number 33, Tyler Catlin, and your junior, number 14, Evan Keithley. Your defensive backs, number 35, senior Jake Freshel, number 9, senior Jacob Jordan, and number 12, junior Sam Dunn.
Now the offensive starters for your Sacred Heart Irish. At center, Brogan Nautical, a 219-pound senior. At the left guard is Zach Keithley, a senior at 192. The right guard is Derek Schwong. Schwong, a 227-pound senior. At the ends, it'll be Joe Simon. Simon, a sophomore, 177. Jake Freshel, a 150-pound senior. In the offensive backfield, the quarterback, Jacob Jordan, 154 and a senior. The halfback is Evan Keithley. He's a 170-pound junior. And the fullback is Tyler Catlin. Catlin, a senior at 186. And, you know, Troy, we talked about the quarterbacks a little bit earlier. I was looking at some numbers and the stats so far this season. They're just incredible. Jacob Jordan has completed 36 of 52 passes, 590 yards. He's averaging 16.4 yards per completion. He's ran the ball 40 times, 359 yards, and averaged 8.6 games per carry. Similar numbers for Caleb Fossenbarger. He's thrown 39 of 64, 366 yards, averaging 9.4 yards per pass, and he's rushed 45 times, averaging 7.2 yards per carry. Johnson Brock won the coin toss. They've elected to receive the opening kickoff. Sacred Heart will be kicking from our right to left, from north to south, and back deep to return it will be on the near side, Caleb Fossenbarger. Who's that on the other? Is that Bowling over there? No, I can't.
24, it looks like. Having a tough time seeing that white number.
Okay. Ready to kick it away. The ball is teed up at the 30-yard line. Handling the kickoff, Brogan Nautical. Ready to come forward. We're about to get underway. Eight-man high school football live from Johnson. Here's the kick. It's a high end-over-ender, and it's going to be fielded at the 3. Out across the 5, the 10, Fossenbarger to the 15. At the 20, broke a tackle. Out to the 24-yard line goes Fossenbarger. Nice return for Johnson Brock. The Eagles will begin their first drive, first and 10, at the 24-yard line.
And your kicker coming up to put the stop on there for Sacred Heart is Nautical.
Want to alert all of our listeners along on KTNC, our broadcast is going to be carried on the Johnson Brock Strive stream. They're working on it. It's not quite up and running yet, but as soon as they get it up, we'll be on that stream with the Johnson Brock stream. All right, Fossenbarger People jumping around here as he calls his first count. It looks like it's going to be offsides against the Irish. They got a little anxious to get in there. They came out set Fossenbarger in a shotgun formation with Sloan Pelican set behind him. The five-yard penalty moves the ball out to the 29-yard line. It'll be first down and five. Pelican sets behind Fossenbarger. Two wide outs to the left, one wide to the right. That's Barron's to the near side. Fossenbarger pitches back to Pelican. He tries to turn the corner. He'll be hit and dropped right at about the line of scrimmage. Maybe got a half a yard out near the 30. It's going to bring up a second down and still a long 4 yards to go.
Jordan and Freshel in on the tackle there for the Irish. Again, getting about a six-yard gain on it, but Noctico is in the backfield.
Nick Perry is into the lineup now. They'll line up once again in a shotgun formation with Pelican set on the left hip this time of Fossenbarger. Two wide receivers to the left, tight end on the right is Bowling. Quarterback Fossenbarger has the snap, passes out to the left, pass is going to be complete down the left sideline, making the reception Hunter Gravett. And Gravett has the football across the 35 out to near the 37-yard line. It'll be a first and 10 for Johnson Brock.
Shoving him out of bounds is your defensive back, Jacob Jordan, on the far sideline.
Jalen Behrens into the ballgame now, replacing Sloan Pelican at the running back. Behrens will set behind the quarterback, Fossenbarger. Receivers wide to the right side. That's Behrens set out here. Fossenbarger runs the option, keeps it himself, turns it upfield, running to his right. He'll have short yardage, gain of maybe a couple, out to near the 38-yard line. They'll give him about a yard and a half on the carry.
Joe Simon and Derek Schwong in on the tackle for the Irish for about a one-yard gain.
Spot the football at the 38-yard line. Second down, long 8 yards to go here for Johnson Brock. To the near side, split out is Nick Perriott. Set in a slot to the right is Behrens. Empty backfield this time for Fossenbarger. Sets in the pocket. Throws it out here in the flat just off the fingertips of Jalen Behrens. Behrens, the intended receiver, and you know, he had a little bit of space here on the defensive back for Sacred Heart had he been able to gather that one in, but it falls incomplete, and it'll bring up third down and still 8 yards to go.
Yeah, like you said there, Randy, just a little bit out of reach, but he did have some green in front of him if he'd caught it.
Randy Gatula along with Troy Nelson tonight, coming away from Johnson, Nebraska. Tonight over on Sunny 101.3, John Nixon is in Humboldt, HTRS in Johnson County Central. That game going on right now. All right, in a slot to the right sets Van Winkle this time. Quarterback Fossenbarger puts a man in motion coming from left to right, fakes the handoff, back to pass. Throws a pass out here, going to be complete to Gravett. He's caught at the 35-yard line, dropped for a loss on the play. Great defense there by the Irish.
Evan Keithley coming up as a linebacker and putting a nice open field tackle in, wrapping up and bringing him down.
Time to hit perfectly just as the ball arrived. Loss on the play of three brings up fourth down and 12 at the 35-yard line. Punting situation. Sloan Pelican in to punt the ball away. Back deep to return. Is that Freshel?
Yeah.
Back deep. Pelican gets a good snap. Got the punt away. Not a long one. Kind of off the side
of
his foot. Going to go out of bounds off the right side. And Sacred Heart's going to start with pretty good field position here. I'm thinking, aren't they going to walk it back like you normally do? No, they're not. Okay. Yep. They're going to put it at the 20-yard line. That's where they'll start. Typically, you walk it back up the line to where it went out of bounds. But
no, he did walk it back to the 21.
Okay.
At
the 21, it'll be first and 10 for the Irish.
Now they mark it back at the 20.
Yeah, their first possession of the game, 10:05 to play here in the first quarter. No score. Irish will come over the football from their own 20-yard line. The ball set on the near side hash mark, the wide side of the field to their right. Sacred Heart going north to south here at Johnson. Wide receiver comes to the left side. Flanker set out to the right. Jordan has the ball rolling right. Looking now, he's going to keep the ball and turn it upfield. He broke a tackle just across the 20, got a gain of about 3 out near the 23-yard line. He's taken out of bounds.
Okay, shoved out of bounds on the far side there by number 3, Sloan Pelican.
So he goes out of bounds at the 23-yard line. It'll bring up second down and 7 now for the Irish. Jacob Jordan is the quarterback. Evan Keithley, the halfback. The fullback is Tyler Catlin. Freshel and Simon are in there as the receivers. They alternate. Sam Dunn goes in and out of the game also. Jake Freshel comes wide to the left side of the field. Single set back in the backfield next to Jordan. He has a snap. Jordan pitches back to his trailing back. Coming around the left side is Evan Keithley. Keithley dives across the 30. Looks like he's going to have the first down yardage. Went over the top of the would-be tackler and got just enough to pick it up with about a half a yard to spare.
All right, and again, Pelican in on the stop there. Getting down low. Keithley trying to move his knees into him. The Pelican doing a good job of wrapping up low and bringing him down.
With the ball at the 32-yard line, first down and 10 for the Irish. Clock shows 9:39 to play first quarter. No score in the contest. Sacred Heart breaks the huddle. Floating to the left is Joe Simon. Man in the slot to the right is Freshel. Jacob Jordan has the snap, sets in the pocket, sets up, now wants to run with the football. Comes back to the left side, he's at 30, 35, broke a tackle, the 40, the 35, and out of bounds near the 32-yard line. Big gain on the play of about 18 yards on the carry for Jacob Jordan. And that's how Jacob Jordan averages 8.6 yards per carry.
Yeah, nice scramble on the outside. Just biding his time coming down the sideline as Jalen Barron shoves him out of bounds.
All right, Catlin leaves the ball game now. Freshel coming in. Looks like we've got Sam Dunn is in as a receiver this time. They're alternating a lot of people in and out of there. Empty backfield for Jacob Jordan this time. Trip set to the right. Jordan has the snap. He's setting in there all kinds of time. Jordan now throws to the left. Pass is going to be complete to Jake Freshel inside the 25, down near the 23 or 4-yard line is where they'll mark it. And that'll be enough to bring up second down and about 2 yards to go, gain of 8 on the play.
Pelican in on the coverage for the Eagles. But again, Freshel had a nice catch there.
So the football now spotted at the 24-yard line, second down and 2 yards to go. Joe Simon splits wide right. Evan Keithley sets in a slot to the right. Jordan rolls right with the football, looks downfield. Now he'll tuck it and run for the first down and goes out of bounds down near the 20-yard line. At the 21 is where they'll mark it. It'll be another first and 10 for the Irish.
And shoving out of bounds there for the Eagles is Ryan Bowling.
Football spotted at the 21-yard line. 8:45 to go first quarter. No score in the football game. Eight-man high school football live tonight from Johnson, Nebraska. I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. Seated alongside Troy Nelson. Jacob Jordan calls his count, turns, gives to his running back up the middle. That's Catlin, and Catlin had running room. Boy, he had a lane there. I think, Troy, you or I could have got some yards on that one.
Maybe not as many as him, but we could have got one or two.
Ball is down to the 13-yard line, a gain of 7 on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 3, and this Irish defense just kind of meticulously working their way down the field here. Put the football now at the 13-yard line on the right side hash mark. The wide side of the field is to their left. Again, the Irish going from our right to left, from north to south. Jacob Jordan has Catlin set back there next to it. Gives the ball to Catlin right up the middle again, and this time he dives inside the 5 down near the 4-yard line. Tyler Catlin, that's exactly the same play they just ran. Yeah. It worked once. Doug Gold says, let's dial that one up again, and they're down to the 3-yard line. It'll be first and goal, Sacred Heart at the 3. There's Sam Dunn bringing the play in from the side. Jacob Jordan is your QB. I think Catlin is still in there. Sam Dunn checks in. Freshel goes wide out to the left. Split wide to the right side this time is Sam Dunn. Taking the snap, hand the ball again to Catlin, and Catlin carries it in for the touchdown. That will be a 3-yard touchdown run by Tyler Catlin as he took it in. 3 carries in a row. Tyler got a lot of yardage there.
Yes, he did.
Before coming with 7:44 to play here in the first quarter. Now we'll have the lineup here for the 2-point conversion. At least I assume it's a 2-pointer.
Yep.
I haven't seen him kick one here yet. Plays and yards there, Troy?
Yes, we had.
Okay, from the lining up for 2. They'll set I formation. Turn. Give the ball off to the I back. He goes in standing up easily, carrying the ball in. Sam Dunn.
Sam
Dunn. Lined up there. Sam was lined up at the I back. So the Irish go on top 8-0 with 7:44 to play in the first quarter. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dense Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dense Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dense Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. See Jake and Tasha in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City.
That Irish scoring drive took 8 plays to cover 60 yards, topped off by a 3-yard touchdown carry by Tyler Catlin. The score coming was 7:44 to play here in the first quarter. Sam Dunn carried in for the 2-point conversion, and the Irish go up 8-0. This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. All right. Irish have the ball teed up, not to go at the 30, set to kick it away. Here's his kick. An end over ender. Again, it's going to be fielded by Fossenbarger at the 1. He's out to the 5, the 10, at the 15. Hit at the 20, dives across the 20, out to about the 22-yard line. Another nice return by Caleb Fossenbarger, and the Eagles will begin this drive first and 10 at their own, looks like, 21-yard line, I believe is where they're going to mark it.
Sam Dunn in on the tackle for the Irish.
So let's see what the Eagles can get going offensively now. Caleb Fossenbarger, your quarterback. Wide receiver to the right side, splitting out here wide right is Nick Perriott. He'll be all alone in the backfield. Flanker set to his left, that's Sloan Pelican. Man comes in motion. They hand it off, give the ball off to Perriott. He tries to run the left side, met over there after a gain of a yard or two and then tackled. Good pursuit defensively there by the Irish.
Brogan Knock to call your defensive end on that side. Did a great job following his block and bringing him down.
Tonight's game can be heard live on mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live, select KTNC, and you can listen to our broadcast anywhere in the world. They're still working here next door on getting the Strive TV up for Johnson Brock. We will be providing audio for that video stream when it's up and running. Second down and 9 now at the 23-yard line for the Eagles. With the snap, Fossenbarger pitches back to his trailing back, coming around the left side, carrying the football is Hunter Gravett, and he's out to the 30-yard line. Nice gain, about 7 yards on the carry.
He's got a flag on the play.
Got to bring up third down. Well, without the flag, it would be 3rd and 2. Penalty's going to be against the Eagles. Did you see the sign there?
Holding, I thought it said. No.
Yep, it's going to be holding. As
I thought it was
demonstrating, I think, to the coaching staff how he was holding there.
There you go.
So the penalty yardage is going to mark the football back inside the 15 to near the 13-yard line is where they'll put it. And it's going to bring up 2nd down and about 18, 19 yards to go, somewhere in that area. New line of scrimmage at the 14, 2nd down and very long. 6:55 to play first quarter if you're just joining us. The Irish on top, 8-0 here at Johnson. Caleb Fossenbarger with a single set back behind him, Sloan Pelican. Keeps the football, back to pass, dumps it off to the left side, the pass complete to Barron. James, the 20, the 25, the 30, the 35, Barron's midfield, the 40, at the 30. And running him down at the 15-yard line, Jacob Jordan. And Jacob Jordan is probably the only player on that Sacred Heart football team that has the speed to come from that far back and run down the ball carrier, and he did so, making the tackle at the 16-yard line. It looked like Jalen Barron's was on his way.
Yeah.
But what you saw there was a demonstration of Jacob Jordan's speed. He made up a lot of yardage in a hurry coming down the field. The ball
saved that touchdown.
At the 16-yard line, 1st and 10, Johnson Brock in the red zone, down here threatening. Fossenbarger calls his count, an empty backfield. Fossenbarger has the snap, fakes a handoff, runs up the middle, inside the 15, down near the 10-yard line goes Caleb Fossenbarger.
Knocked to go in on the tackle. Well, a 6-yard gain there.
You know, he got caught from behind, but that was one nice run by Jalen Barron's down that sideline. He had to break several tackles upfield just to get into the open field to have a shot at getting down there as far as he did. Spot the ball now at the 10-yard line between the hash marks. 2nd down and 4 yards to go. He needs to get it down to the 6 for 1st down yardage. Wide receiver split wide to the right side is Perriott. In a slot to the right sets Hunter Gravett. Also out to the right side is Sloan Pelican. Trips right, rolling right. Fossenbarger looking into the end zone. Now he'll keep the football and dive down close to the first down yardage. So let's see where he's at. Stepped out at about the 7-yard line, maybe just a hair short, about a half a yard short of the first down at the 7. So it'll bring up 3rd down, less than a yard to go now, with the football at the 7-yard line of the Irish. Clock shows 5:42 to play in the first quarter. Sacred Heart on top here, leading 8-0 early in the ballgame, first period. Johnson Brock is threatening. Fossenbarger taking a long time in the huddle here. They're going to have to hurry to get up there and get this playoff. Fossenbarger puts trips to the left. Perry it wide to the right. Fossenberger with an empty backfield calls his cadence. He has the snap. He's back to pass. Sets. Looks into the end zone. The pass is going to fall incomplete near the goal line. That was an interesting call on third and less than a yard there, Troy, because they're out at the six-yard line. You think with third and less than a yard, they went for the pass in the end zone, overthrew it, it fell incomplete, and now it's fourth down and less than a yard.
Sam Dunn in on the coverage down there for the Irish.
I think I'd have taken my two shots to get in the first down here first.
Yeah.
So now they face fourth down and a yard. This is a big defensive stand here if the Irish could somehow manage to stop the Eagles. The ball is at the seven-yard line, fourth and less than a yard. Wide left goes Gravett. Wide to the right, Perriott. Quarterback Fossenbarger has Sloan set to his left in the backfield. Fossenbarger turns, fakes a handoff. He'll keep it himself. He's got room. Tripped up,
forward,
and he'll get the first down yardage. He was hit in the backfield and managed to stumble forward to the five-yard line. And that's a great effort by Caleb Fossenbarger to keep his balance and keep his feet and give the Eagles a first and goal at the five.
Brogan knocked a goal on his defensive end position, scrambled just enough to get that shoestring tackle to make him stumble.
But he fell forward to the five. All right, first and goal, Johnson Rock at the five-yard line. Fossenbarger split out wide to the right, or two receivers, one goes wide to the left. Fossenbarger has a man in motion left to right, gives a handoff, running around the right side, hit at the five, and taken out of bounds near the seven is Hunter Gravett. Gravett lost yardage on the play, back out near the 7 or 8 yard line. Great defense there by the Irish.
Joe Simon there on the other defensive end. Your sophomore stepping up big right there and shoving him out of bounds.
Loss on the play, back out to the 8 yard line. Loss of three, so now it's second down and goal from the 8. Clock is showing 5 minutes and 5 seconds to play first quarter. Sacred Heart on top here, 8-0 at Johnson. Here come the Eagles over the football. Pelican sets in a slot to the right. Fossenbarger, the quarterback. Pelican comes in motion. Fake to Pelican. Fossenbarger runs to the right side. Near the pylon. I believe he got in there.
Yep.
Touchdown. It'll be an 8-yard touchdown carry by Caleb Fossenbarger. An 8-yard run makes it 8-6 now. And this score comes with 4 minutes and 56 seconds to play in the first quarter. And Troy, we've got a ball game here.
Oh, yeah. A great answer there from the Irish scoring on their first possession and Johnson Brock on their second possession.
They got a little excited with their music here playing it while they're trying to come up and run the extra point. All right. Fossenbarger's the quarterback. They'll go for two. Calls the starting count. Long count at the line. He's back to pass. Looking into the end zone. Hangs it up high in the end of the pass. Intercepted. So the conversion attempt fails. The score remains 8-6. Sacred Heart on top. 4:58 to play in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Hey, volleyball fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to the Falls City Sacred Heart Junior Varsity Volleyball Squad. Congratulations, ladies, on your first-place finish at the Lewiston JV Volleyball Tournament. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, keep up the great work.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Falls City. See Jake and Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Falls City.
The Johnson Brock scoring drive took 8 plays to cover 59 yards, topped off by an 8-yard touchdown run on a quarterback keeper by Caleb Fossenbarger. The conversion pass failed, and the Irish lead 8-6 with 4:56 to play in the first quarter. That's where we stand. We've got a ball game going here, no doubt about it. A quarterback keeper took it in for the touchdown for Johnson Brock. Now, we'll have the ball teed up here by the Eagles. Sloan Pelican set to kick it away. Back deep. We got Keithley. See down there. There's
Kevin Keithley.
Keithley is back to field the ball, and it goes into the end zone and rolls out of the end zone, so they'll bring it out. No chance for a return. Again, 4:56 to play in the first quarter here at Johnson. 8-6 our score. Sacred Heart up by 2. This is kind of what I expected here, Troy. These kids, they're going to move the ball, both of these teams. They've got the offenses to do it. Let's see now what the Irish can get on track with a 2-point lead. Jacob Jordan brings Sacred Heart out of the huddle. Right to the left side splits Sam Dunn. takes the snap, rolls right, pitches back to his trailing back on the right side. That's Keithley. Keithley's got the ball across the 20, out near the 21-yard line. He'll have a gain of about 5, maybe 6. They'll give him 5 on the play and put it at the 20.
And Jordan doing a nice job pitching there as he had a guy in his face and bringing him down for the stop is
Sacred Heart running people out of here right and left. They're doing a lot of substituting. Freshel comes split wide to the left this time. Evan Keithley sets on the left hip of Jacob Jordan in the backfield. Jordan pitches to Keithley. He'll run to his left. Got a block out here.
Nice hurdle.
Tackler across the 30 out to the 32-yard line. Showed a little bit of hurdling ability there. Just jumped right over a defender.
That was a beautiful hurdle by Keithley.
That's not easy to do.
Not in pads, let alone without pads. But 23, Nick Perry bringing him down.
Ball is spotted down at the 32-yard line here in Johnson. Sacred Heart going north to south. The Irish up, if you're just joining us, 8-6 over Johnson Brock. Sacred Heart's football, their own 32-yard line, just inside the left hash mark. Wide to the left comes Joe Simon, right in front of the press box. Trips to the right side. Back to pass, Jordan, looking out to his right. Jordan has a pass complete to Sam Dunn. Dunn down the right sideline is knocked out of bounds. He gets it across midfield into Johnson Brock territory, down to the 34-yard line is where they'll mark it. And it'll be first and 10, Sacred Heart at the 34 of the Johnson Brock Eagles.
And Sam had to be close to stepping out of bounds over there because he was continuing down that sideline. I thought he was going to break it.
At the 34-yard line, right side hash mark. That's where the football is spotted now for the Irish. Tomorrow, University of Nebraska football, Michigan State for the Huskers. Hope they can get back on the winning track after that decent showing against Oklahoma. Here we go, first and 10 for the Irish. With the ball, they pitch it back to the trailing back. That's Keithley. He runs to the right side. He'll be taken out of bounds short of the first down yardage near the 27 or 28-yard line is where they say he stepped out. Pretty good defensive pursuit there on the part of the Eagles.
Shoving him out of bounds is Hunter Grabbit. Grabbit, is that how you say it?
Once again, a reminder, tonight's game can be heard live on the World Wide Web at mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live and select KTNC. This time they'll set Keithley behind the quarterback. Fake the handoff, pitch to Keithley, runs to the right, little juke move, has the first down yardage. He'll be knocked out of bounds down near the 20-yard line. First and 10 for the Irish at the 20 of the Johnson Brock Eagles. Well, so far, Troy, neither defense has shown an ability to stop the other's offense here.
All right. Sloan Pelican shoving him out of bounds on the far sideline. But, yeah, they're chewing up the yards here with every play.
But Johnson Brock did the same thing going the
other
way.
Both teams are, yeah.
So here we go. The ball's now at the 20-yard line, first and 10 for the Irish. Sam Dunn goes wide right. This time they're going to put Evan Keithley in a slot out to the right. And Tyler Catlin is a single setback. Back to pass. They throw out to the left side. Pass is complete to Freshel. Freshel at the 15. Jukes his way down to the 10, near the 9, and he gets dropped there. Great effort there by Jake Freshel. There were two or three defenders in the area, and he was kind of dancing around in between them.
He was doing a lot of dancing there, trying to figure out which way he wanted to go, and
pretty
finally
nice,
he took to the right.
Pretty nice dance steps there. Ball just inside the 10, so it'll be first and goal now for the Irish. The football just between the 9 and the 10-yard line on the left hash mark. Wide right goes Evan Keithley. Wide left is Sam Dunn. Catlin sets in the backfield. Hand the ball to Catlin right up the middle. He's inside the 5, down near the 3 or the 4. This is, if you remember, the last drive, they started going to Catlin when they
right.
got down here inside the 10 three times in a row, and he ended up capping it off with a touchdown.
Right.
So apparently they like what they see inside the 10 as far as giving Catlin a chance to run up the middle. All right, Jordan is going to have this time Evan Keithley set in the backfield with him. Catlin is flanked out wide to the left. Back to pass. They pitch it to Keithley. He's going to go into the corner standing up. Well, they knock him down, but he got across the goal line.
Well, he didn't show it, but it looked
like wait a minute. Whoa.
They didn't give it to him.
Wow, he landed in the end zone.
Yeah. But his knee must have touched.
Apparently the knee touched at the 1 foot line. So, third and goal from 1 foot out. I thought he was in there. My goodness.
Again,
here we go.
They
line
forward.
Up quickly, and they'll quarterback sneak it.
There
they'll
you
just
go.
Push it in for the touchdown. Officially, it'll be a 1 yard touchdown carry for Jacob Jordan on a quarterback sneak. A 1 yard carry, although it was more like a foot there by Jacob Jordan. And the Irish now go up 14-6. I'll line up here to go for the two-point conversion. Score came with an even 2 minutes left to play here in the first quarter. 14-6, Irish line up, have the back set in the eye formation. Keithley on the top of the eye. They hand to Keithley right into the middle. He dives over the top, and he's in. Keithley carries in for the two-point conversion. 16-6, our score, 2 minutes to play first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Johnson, Nebraska. This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn in Falls City. Say Jake and Tasha or Weston.
That Sacred Heart scoring drive took 9 plays to cover 65 yards, capped off with a 1-yard quarterback sneak by Jacob Jordan. Evan Keithley carried in for the 2-point conversion, and the Irish go on top 16-6 with 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Again, the scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. All right, Irish have it teed up. Rogan Nautical tees the ball at the 30-yard line. Looks like on the near side, Fossenbarger back here to return it. Nautical comes forward. Here's his kick. End over ender. Fossenbarger feels it in the end zone. Won't be able to bring it out. So they'll bring it out and start about 15-yard line, first and 10 for the Johnson Brock Eagles. 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. 16-6 our score if you're just tuning in. Johnson County Central, the Thunderbirds are in Humboldt tonight, taking on the HTRS Titans. John Nixon has the call for you on that one over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. All right, here come the Eagles. Quarterback Fossenbarger in the gun. Takes the snap, keeps it himself, runs out to his right. He's across the 20, broke a tackle, 25, taken out of bounds near the first down, the 26. It'll be a first and 10. Caleb Fossenbarger with a gain of 11 yards on the carry from the 15 out to the 26-yard line.
Shoving him out of bounds is your Jake Freshel.
Sort your Freshels out here.
Yeah.
Clock is down to a minute 54 to play here now in the first quarter. Again, if you're just tuning in, 16-6, Irish on top. Harriet comes wide to the right side, two wide out receivers to the left. Single setback is Sloan Pelican in the backfield. Give the ball to Pelican. He runs straight forward. He'll get about 3 yards out near the 29-yard line. Wanted to keep going. He didn't feel he was down there yet. Pelican will have a gain of 3. It'll bring up second down and 7.
Schwong, your nose guard in on the tackle there for the Irish, wrapping him up high and bringing him down.
So now the football is spotted at the 28-yard line. That's where they'll mark it. Second down. And we'll call it a long 7 yards to go. Put two wide receivers to the left here for Caleb Fossenbarger. Fossenbarger calling his starting count.
Oh.
People jumping around in the line here. Not sure if there was some movement or if Sacred Heart just jumped off sides. Looks like it's going to be off sides on the Irish. That'll be a 5-yard penalty. That'll move the football out to the 33-yard line is where they'll mark it. At the 33, and it'll bring up second down and 3 yards to go. They need to get it out to the 36 for first down yardage. Two receivers left. Tight end set to the right. That's Ryan Bowling. Quarterback Caleb Fossenbarger has the snap. Gives the handoff straight forward to Jalen Behrens, his running back. Behrens stops short of the first down across the 35 near the 35-and-a-half-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and about a yard to go.
Irish switching things up there on their defense. If they went with four down linemen on that one, is knocked a goal, moved back to your linebacker position, but now he's sliding up trying to trick him a little bit.
Football now at the 35-yard line, third down and 1 for the Eagles. Fossenbarger has them huddled back at the 25-yard line. They break the huddle, come over the football. Set in a slot to the left is Nick Currier. Wide receivers left, two of them set out there. Fossenbarger in the shotgun formation has Pelican set there, back there next to him. Calling his starting count, Fossenbarger. Looks to his left, passes complete. Out to the right side, Nick Perriott. He gets forward for first down yardage across the 35, out to the 38 or 39-yard line, and it'll be first and 10 there for Johnson Brock.
Tyler Catlin coming from his linebacking position across the field to make the tackle.
19 seconds left to play here in the first quarter. Not sure if Johnson Brock will try to run another play or not. They may just let the clock wind down and move into the second quarter here. Down to 10 seconds. They're making no sign of breaking the huddle and coming to the line. So that's going to be the end of your first quarter. After one period, the Sacred Heart Irish leading the Johnson Brock Eagles 16-6. We'll take a one-minute timeout. We'll be back with more high school football on KTNC.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Johnson, Nebraska. After one quarter, the Sacred Heart Irish leading the Johnson Brock Eagles 16-6. Troy, you have an update on that Johnson County Central HTRS game?
Yes, John Nixon just texted this in. JCC 16, HTRS 8, 57 seconds left in the first period.
That game, of course, being heard live over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. All right, we move to second quarter action here in Johnson. First down and 10 for the Eagles, their own 39-yard line. Caleb Fossenbarger, two receivers to the left, one wide to the right. Pelican comes in motion, fake the handoff to Pelican. Fossenbarger keeps it, nowhere to go. They're going to get him for a loss of a yard, back down near the 38-yard line. Good defensive effort there by the Irish.
Looks like you got Schwong and Catlin and Simon all in on the stop for the Irish.
Just about everybody on that side was in on it. Loss of a little more than a yard. The ball is now spotted short of the 38-yard line. Second down and a long 11 yards to go for the Eagles. Harriet goes wide to the right. Wide to the left side comes Bowling. Quarterback Fossenbarger has Pelican set in the backfield with him. Fossenbarger takes the snap, gives the ball off. Check that. That's Behrens. He gives it off to Behrens in the backfield, and Behrens just gets back to the line of scrimmage. Not much more. It's going to bring up third down, still about 11 yards to go for the Eagles.
Nicholas Keithley in on the tackle there along with Shalom.
Nice crowd on hand tonight. 68 degrees at kickoff tonight here in Johnson. Had a little shower came through around 5:30, but it cleared up here in time for the ball game. And all in all, a perfect evening for high school football. All right, at the 38-yard line, third down and 11. Gravett sets in a slot to the right. I believe set back there is Behrens this time in the backfield next to Fossenbarger. He's back to pass. Going to go down the left sideline for the receiver. The pass batted away down near the 15-yard line. Perfect timing on the defense. Who was back there defensively on the
that
coverage?
Sam Dunn.
Jalen Behrens, I believe. No, the intended receiver was Hunter Gravett, and Dunn just jumped up in front of the intended receiver, batted the ball away down near the 15-yard line. So it'll put Johnson Brock in a fourth down and 11 situation from their own 38-yard line. Just underway here in the second quarter at Johnson. 10:41 on the game clock. 16-6, Irish lead it. Punting situation, Pelican in to punt the ball away, will stand at his own 26-yard line. Gets a good snap, gets the punt out of there. Ball is going to bounce at the 15, going to be picked up at the 8, upfield at the 20. Or checked at the 15 and short of the 20, dropped near the 18-yard line, goes the return man. Wait until they unpile him here and see who got that return.
Freshel.
That was Freshel.
Yep.
All right. So now the football will go back to the Irish. They have a 16-6 lead with 10:37 to play here in the first quarter. Tara, are we up? Okay, the ball is spotted at the 19-yard line. That's where they mark it. First and 10 for the Irish. Jacob Jordan with a single setback with him. Split receivers to either side of the field. Jordan throws the option pass back to his trailing back. That's Keithley. And Keithley's going to be good for 6, maybe 7 yards. Out across the 25 to the 26-yard line. Give him a gain of 6. It'll bring up second down and 4.
In on the tackle there for the Eagles is Nick Perriott.
So now the ball spotted at the 26-yard line. Again, the score 16-6. The Irish up by 10 here with 10:11 to go in the first half. Jake Preschel comes wide to the near side of the field, two wide outs to the left. Jordan has a man in motion left to right, keeps the ball himself, pitches back to his trailing back. That's Keithley. Keithley's going to get the first down yardage. He'll be out to the 30-yard line. He needed the 29. It'll be a first and 10 for the Irish at their own 30.
Got Nick Perriott and Sloan Pelican in on the tackle for the Eagles, shoving them out of bounds
mark
on the far side.
Mark the football on the left side hash mark in from the west side now. Sacred Heart goes from our left to right, south to north. Wide receiver right, Joe Simon. Receiver set in the slot to the right is Freshel. Rolling to his left, Jordan. Now he's going to run right. Tries to outrun the defender. They got a hold of him. He had the 30, broke a tackle. Met a defender out near the 35-yard line. He's going to get a gain of 5 yards on the carry, but took quite a hit doing it.
Nice scramble there on the right side, and he puts his helmet down and shoves him out of bounds.
Jalen Behrens is a man that hit him here on the near sideline. Good tackle there by Johnson Brock. That's no easy task when Jordan's out there in open field to get him. Got to use the sideline as your teammate there when that happens. Jake Preschel brings the play in from the far side. Splitting wide to the right now comes Sam Dunn. Preschel to the left. Jordan in the shotgun. Sets in the pocket. Has time. Now the rush comes. Throws it over the middle. Pass is going to be complete across the 40. Preschel with the football. Hit and wrapped up near the 37-yard line. No place to go, but a good job by Jake Preschel making the catch for the first down yardage down to the 37-yard line of Johnson Brock.
Preschel making that catch, but again, doing a lot of dancing back there, letting some red jerseys catch up to him.
Beautiful fall evening for high school football here in southeast Nebraska. Randy Gatula with you, along with Troy Nelson. We're glad you tuned in to KTNC tonight for the broadcast. These eight-man games are so much fun.
A lot of action.
First down and 10 at the 37-yard line of Johnson Brock for the Irish. Jordan in the shotgun takes the snap. Gives it off to his running back, running the left side, Tyler Catlin. And Catlin just kind of rambles out there. Didn't even look like he was running that hard. And then you look up and he's got 8 yards.
8 yards.
Catlin, with a gain of 8, puts the football to the 29-yard line. Second down and 2 yards to go. Sam Dunn brings the play in from the sideline. Jake Preschel goes out. They alternate those three receivers out of there in Simon, Preschel, and Dunn. All right, splitting to the left this time. Evan Keithley is a receiver out wide to the left. Single setback is Catlin. Back to pass. They throw it out to Keithley. He makes a reception down near the 25, enough for first down yardage. Call it the 26 is where they're going to mark it. It'll be first and 10 for the Irish. Sacred Heart up 16-6 here. 8:25 to play in the first half.
Shoving them out of bounds is Nick Perriott on the far sideline, but again, enough for a first down.
I want to thank Jeff Kaler and all the folks here at Johnson Brock for their fine hospitality. One of my favorite places to come and broadcast football games is Johnson Brock. This is a really neat facility, high above the 40-yard line. First and 10 for the Irish. Jacob Jordan in the gun, has the snap, sets up, has time, now scrambles. He'll run with the football at the 25, the 20, down near the 15 or 16. He's going to be real close to a first down. He may have picked it up. Let's see where they mark it. He needed to get inside the 17. It looks like he may be just a half a foot short here.
Yep.
At the 17-yard line, we'll call it second down and one. Good job of scrambling there. Jacob Jordan, when he sees daylight, he's just like a dart.
Yep.
He just shoots through that hole so quickly. So now second down and a yard to go. The ball at the 17-yard line. Shotgun formation for Jordan. Keithley sets to his right. Jordan on the option, keeps it himself, and he'll get the first down yardage. Fumbled the ball, but it's covered up by the Irish. I think he fumbled as he hit the ground. Keithley was there to get on it. They're down to the 16. It should be plenty for a first down.
Well, it kind of looked like he wanted to pitch it there at the last moment, but he decided to tuck it in. But as soon as he hit the turf, the ball came out.
First and 10, Sacred Heart at the 16-yard line of the Eagles. 7:12 to play first half. 16-6 your score, Irish on top. Jordan has them huddled up, bringing the play in from the sideline comes Sam Dunn. Let's see how they set it this time. On first and 10, this is where they start running Catlin usually. Let's see what Jordan's going to do. Catlin sets in the slot to the left, empty backfield for Jacob Jordan. Jordan rolling left, looking downfield, he'll keep it. He's at the 10, he's at the 5, he's going to carry it in for a touchdown.
And he puts his shoulder down there for that last yard and pops it. But he's getting up a little slow.
16-yard carry for Jacob Jordan. He kind of got punished at the end as he went into the end zone, but he carried it in from 16 yards out. Jacob Jordan on the run, and that pushes our score now to 22-6. This score coming with 6 minutes and 42 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Now the Irish will line up to go for the two-point conversion. Looks like they're going to set it in I formation. Top of the I is Keithley. Catlin is the fullback. Calling a starting count, Jacob Jordan. Maybe he's changing an audible at the line of scrimmage. Takes a snap, gives it off to Keithley. Keithley is going to be hit and dropped short. Does not get in there. Conversion fails. And our score remains 22-6. Irish on top, 6:42 to play here in the second quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Fall City. See Jake and Tasha or Weston Witt.
Well, that Irish scoring drive took 9 plays to cover 61 yards. Jacob Jordan capped it off with a 16-yard keeper from the quarterback spot. The conversion run failed, and the Irish go up now 22-6. With 6 minutes and 42 seconds to play in the first half here in Johnson. And again, we thank the folks at Farm Bureau Financial Services, Jake and Tosh Arm Connect, and Weston Witt for their sponsorship of these scoring game recaps. 6:42 to play first half, 22-6. If you're just tuning in, the Irish lead it. Sacred Heart, Noctigal has it teed at the 30, ready to kick it away. Boston Barger back there deep. Here's the kick. This time it's going to be out of bounds inside the 10-yard line. Let's see what they do with it. They have the option of making him kick it over, or they can take the penalty yardage and come out and start with reasonably good field position. Let's see what Johnson Brock decides they want to do here. Having a little discussion about it. Apparently they're going to...
Looks like they're taking it.
Going to take the football.
Take the football.
So that's a rare thing to see, Noctigal's kick going out of bounds. They'll bring it out and spot it on the 25-yard line. That's where they'll get it, first and 10. That's no insignificant spot on an 80-yard field. The 25-yard line, that's reasonably good field position on an 80-yard field. So first and 10 for the Johnson Brock Eagles. They need to get something going offensively this trip. Down now 22-6. Let's see what they can do with it. Caleb Fossenbarger is your quarterback. Sloan Pelican set to his right in the backfield, the single setback. Fake to Pelican, throw the ball over the middle. Pass is going to be complete. Nice catch by Nick Perriott, the junior. Perriott caught that ball across the 30. They're going to give him out to about the 32-yard line. He had to go right up in the air in front of the defender and pull that one down, knowing he was going to get hit, and that was a fine reception.
Sam Dunn was having great coverage on him, but yes, another great catch there.
And Fossenbarger threw the ball where only Perriott had a chance to get the reception. Second down and 3 yards to go. Ball at the 32-yard line, second and 3. Pelican in the backfield next to Fossenbarger. Caleb has a snap, runs to his right, pitches back to Pelican. Pelican is going to be hit and stopped about a yard short of the first down around the 34-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and 1. So now the ball is spotted at the 34-yard line, third down and 1 for the Eagles. Clock is running, 5:49 to play in the first half here at Johnson. High school football coming your way tonight on KTNC, Fall City, Nebraska. We're at AM 1230, 107.1 FM, and online at mscsports.net. Third down and 1, 2 wide receivers left. Single setback is Pelican. Back to pass is Fossenbarger. Over the middle. Pass is going to be complete. Nice catch over the middle by Hunter Gravett. Gravatt comes down with it. He's across midfield into Irish territory, down to the 38-yard line. It'll be a first and 10, a little slant pattern coming from left to right. The ball delivered perfectly there by Fossenbarger.
Jake Freshel in on the tackle there with the help out from Sam Dunn on the other side.
So now the football is spotted at the 38-yard line. First down and 10, Johnson Brock. Clock still shows 5:09 to play here. 22-6, Irish lead it. Empty backfield for Fossenbarger, all alone back there in the shotgun. Caleb puts a man in motion from left to right. Hand the football off, gives it to Hunter Gravatt, running the right side. He'll get about 4 yards down near the 35-yard line. Taken out of bounds there, getting a gain of 3. It'll bring up second down and 7.
Catlin doing the linebacking duty there, shoving him out of bounds.
Football spotted just outside the 35-yard line on the west hash mark. Johnson Brock moving from our right to left. Johnson Brock tonight in their red jerseys, red pants, white numbers. Sacred Heart in the all-white uniform with those dark green Sacred Heart Irish green numbers. I love the contrasting numbers on the back. So much more fun than purple on black.
Yes, whole lot more.
Second down and 7 at the 35-yard line for the Eagles. Empty backfield once again for Fossenbarger as he calls the starting count. Fossenbarger has the snap. He's back to pass. Caleb, over the middle. He's going to throw deep downfield. Pass is going to be caught at the 5-yard line, making the reception.
Wow.
Gravatt down there at the 5, and he caught that with a defender all over him.
Yep.
Great job of throwing the football. Great kicks. They're going to mark it to the 4-yard line, actually. First and goal very quickly. Johnson Brock up over the football. Pelican sets in the backfield behind Fossenbarger on first and goal at the 4. Two wideouts to the right, one to the left. Fossenbarger has a snap. Gives to Pelican. Pelican dives forward for a couple. Looks like he's down near the 2-yard line. Should bring up second down and goal from about the 2 now is where they mark it.
Knocked a goal and Schwong in on the stop for the Irish.
Mark the football between the 2 and the 3-yard line. We're going to call it second down and about 3. It's closer to the 3-yard line. About 2.5, somewhere in that area is where it's spotted. Threatening are the Eagles. Wide receivers to the right side of the field. In a slot to the right is Ryan Bowling. Single setback in the backfield is Jalen Behrens behind Fossenbarger. Fossenbarger calling his count. Keeps it himself. Runs right. Wants to throw. Now jumps up. Does throw into the end zone. And the pass is going to be complete for the touchdown. Can you see who caught it down there in the corner? Help me out.
23, Gravatt. No, Perriott.
Perriott makes the catch. So that will go as a 3-yard touchdown pass. 3 yards. And complete to Perriott down there on the right corner. He had a little jump pass, went up once, and couldn't make the connection. Came down, ran again, and then got rid of the ball. And Fossenbarger showed some real athleticism to complete that one out to Nick Perriott. That makes it 22-12, and now the try for the two-point conversion. Fossenbarger, all alone in the backfield, has the snap, keeps it himself. He'll run in there for the two-point. Two-point run by Fossenbarger, and that makes it 22-14 our score now, with the Irish on top. 3 minutes, 16 seconds to play here in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Johnson, Nebraska. This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Fall City. See Jake and Tasha or Weston for your financial services.
Well, it took the Eagles 7 plays to go 55 yards. They ended up a 3-yard touchdown pass from Caleb Fossenbarger to Nick Perriott. 2-point conversion carried in by Fossenbarger, 22-14. But the big, big play was that catch down there by Hunter Gravatt down at the 4-yard line. Well thrown by Fossenbarger. 22-14 our score, 3:16 to play here in the first half. We're ready to kick it away. This scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. I think that's Pelican coming forward to kick it. Here's his kick. And fielded by Evan Keithley at the 3. He's out to the 5, to the 10. Keithley across the 15. Broke a tackle at the 20. And now brought down at the 22-yard line. Evan Keithley on the return has it out to the 22. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Irish. Their own 22-yard line. They have 3 minutes, 11 seconds left with which to work. 22-14 our score. Irish up by 8. At the 22-yard line is where they mark it. On the near side hash mark, as they go from our left to right, we're on the east side of the field here, so the wide side of the field is to the left now of Jacob Jordan. He'll set the backs in the I formation this time. Is off to his fullback, diving forward. That's Catlin.
Got a flag.
Got a flag thrown. Catlin got about 6 or 7 yards on that dive off the left side, but this one may come back. Let's see what we got here. Holding is going to be the call on the Irish. Not a lot of penalty flags. This has been a fairly clean first half of football tonight here in Johnson.
Yeah, not too bad.
Troy, I've been looking forward to this game all week because you know the great hospitality we're going to have at Johnson Brock. You know the great press facility. This is just one of my favorite places to work. Not that we don't enjoy them all, but last week I was in Louisville on the rooftop of Louisville's high school, and it got kind of dark up there when the lights went out. So this is a real pleasure to be here in Johnson tonight. Penalty yardage puts the football back to the 15-yard line. It'll be first down and about 17 yards to go. Throw a pass complete out to the left. Hit immediately the receiver. Nowhere to go. Great defense on the part of Johnson Brock. Evan Keithley caught the pass, but he was tackled immediately for a big loss on the play back down near the 10-yard line. Who got him over there?
Defensive back there. I think it's Ryan Bowling, but he sniffed it out, and he shoved Tyler Catlin back into it and caused that play to
Bowling
go very far.
Timed it perfectly. He was there as soon as the ball arrived and got the stop. Clock is down to 2:25 to go in the first half. 22-14, Irish up by 8. Now Sacred Heart facing second down at about a quarter of a mile here, 25 yards to go. Jordan has the snap. Pitches back to his trailing back to try and run the left side. Cutting back in is Evan Keithley across the 15, out near the 16, 17-yard line. Is where they'll mark him down. Nice gain on the play, but he had so far to go here. It's still going to bring up third down and about 14 yards to go. Timeout taken on the field. 2:02 to play in the first half. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Catula, Troy Nelson, back with you here at Johnson High School, Johnson Brock High School in Johnson. 22-14 our score. The Irish up by 8 with 2:02 to play here in the first half. We've got a dandy going here, Troy. This is a good football game.
We talk about this rivalry here. One thing in the last 10 years, Johnson Brock has not been scared to play the Irish in any sport. A lot of other teams, they get scared when they see the Irish, but Johnson Brock's not one of them.
This has been a healthy rivalry. I have lots and lots of friends on both sides of the football here tonight. That's one of the reasons I enjoy being here so much for these broadcasts. Let's see what happens now. Third down and 14 yards to go for the Irish. The line of scrimmage is at their own 18-yard line on the near hash mark. They'll put three wide outs to the right, one wide to the left. Empty backfield for Jacob Jordan. Spread formation. Jordan has time. Sets. Looks. Now throws the ball over the pass. Intercepted at the 30. Upfield with the football. Comes Jalen Behrens. Behrens caught it at the 30. Returns it inside the 20. He's down near the 17-yard line. Jalen Behrens with the interception. He stepped in front of the intended receiver at the 30-yard line. Jumped the route. Got the intercept. And now Johnson Brock still has a minute 53 left with which to work, and they get the football at the inside the 18-yard line of the Irish, and this could tighten things up real quick here by halftime.
That ball is intended for Jake Freshel, and again, Jacob Jordan had plenty of time back there.
At the 18-yard line, first and 10 now for the Johnson Brock Eagles, Fossenbarger. We're going to have a timeout taken. They want to talk it over. A minute 53 left to play first half, 22-14. Irish up by 8, but the Johnson Brock Eagles are down here threatening. We'll be back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Financing is probably the last thing farmers want to think about when they finish harvesting that last bit of crop. But you are in luck. The local ag experts at F&M Bank are here to make it easy. You can prop your feet up while the F&M Bank ag lenders set your operation up for success. Come see Derek, Alex, or Rod at F&M Bank for your farm financing needs. Local decisions, local solutions.
local focus.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome our viewers on the Johnson Brock Strive TV video stream. We're providing audio to them this evening. They've been working diligently throughout this first half to get us up. And if you're wanting to see the video stream, it's on Johnson Brock's Strive TV video stream. We're providing the audio. You can watch the game and listen in. All right, over the football comes Caleb Fossenbarger, first and 10, 18-yard line of the Irish. Empty backfield. Fossenbarger has the snap, keeps it himself, runs straight forward down near the 15. He'll get about 3 on the carry, and it'll bring up second down and 7. Clock down to a minute 44 and running. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Troy Nelson alongside this evening on the color and the stats. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast as much as we're enjoying bringing it to you. KTNC listeners, if you have access online at computer, watch us on Johnson Brock's Strive TV. Caleb Fossenbarger on second down at 7 has Pelican in motion. Now pitches back to Pelican. He'll try to turn the corner. The 10, he'll have first down yardage inside the 10, down near the 9, and Sloan Pelican took quite a hit down there, but not before getting the first down. Wait a minute. Maybe I got ahead of myself. Looked like he was there.
Yep.
Again, about a foot or two short.
Jake
Freshel.
So it's
going to be third down. Nice job by Freshel. Wide receiver, wide right. To the left, here comes Gravatt. In the slot to the left is Pelican. Empty backfield for Fossenbarger on third down, less than a yard. Back to pass, Fossenbarger out to the left. Pass is going to be complete for first down yardage to Sloan Pelican. He's tackled, but he'll have the first down down near the 7-yard line.
Jacob
Clock shows 39 seconds is all that's left to play here.
Jacob Jordan doing a great job of an open field tackle
Johnson
there on
Brock's
the back side.
Johnson Brock's going to have to hurry. What's the timeout situation, Troy? Do you remember?
Johnson Brock's taking 2.
All right. They're going to hurry over the football. 35 seconds. Clock is running. Fossenbarger calls his starting count. He's back to pass. Looking over the middle. Now he'll run with the football. Knows he needs to. Oh, he should have got out of bounds there. Goes down at the 9-yard line. Clock down to 23 seconds, and we're going to have a timeout taken by Johnson Brock with 23 seconds to go. When we return, the Eagles will have the football inside the 10 down near the 8-yard line, second and goal. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Great football tonight here at Johnson. And again, we're providing audio for the Johnson Brock video stream. You can find that online at Strive TV, strive.tv/Johnson-Brock. Strive.tv/Johnson-Brock. And you can watch this game. It's a dandy. 23 seconds to go here in the first half. 22-14. Johnson Brock, second down and goal at the 8-yard line of the Sacred Heart Irish. Caleb Fossenbarger all alone in the backfield. One wide receiver to the right, 2 to the left. Fossenbarger calling his cadence. Waiting for the snap from center. Fossenbarger puts a man in motion, has the snap. Going to throw it out to the left. The pass falls incomplete. Intended receiver out here on the left side, I think, was Hunter Gravatt. Clock is running. That was an incompleted pass. The clock should have stopped. It kept running. They're going to have to correct that because the clock ran all the way down to 13 seconds, and that was not correct. Let's see if they get the referee's attention here. An incompleted pass should have stopped the clock, and it ran another good 4 or 5 seconds. They're not going to correct that. Oh, my goodness. They just lost about 5 seconds there.
5 seconds, yeah.
Wow, and that's a home clock operator, too. Fossenbarger back to pass. Looking into the corner of the end zone to pass off the intended receiver's fingertips in the end zone. Oh, that only took 2 seconds?
Yeah, that one took 2. So he made it up.
Yeah, he fixed it.
He fixed that problem.
11 seconds on the clock, and now it's going to be fourth down and goal. Again, the line of scrimmage is at the 8-yard line, fourth and goal. Yeah, they fixed it on that one. They only took 2 seconds off. The clock ran a good 3 or 4 seconds longer than it should have on the previous down. So So it's they're going to get their four shots at it. It won't have any effect as far as attempts here.
No.
But they can't get a first down. This is all or nothing here on fourth down and goal at the 8. Biggest play of the game so far. Fossenbarger, two wide receivers left, one wide to the right. Calling his count, Caleb Fossenbarger. Timeout. Timeout taken on the field by Sacred Heart. So we'll step aside for 30 seconds. There's 11 seconds to play in the first half. 22-14, Irish lead it. We'll be back in half a minute on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years' experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula, Troy Nelson back with you here at Johnson, Nebraska. Let's set the stage for you. 11 seconds left to play in the first half. Our score 22-14. The Irish up by 8. Johnson Brock has the ball. Fourth down and goal at the Sacred Heart 8-yard line. The ball is on the left side hash mark. Wide side of the field to the right. Two wide receivers right. Single setback in the backfield is Jalen Behrens. He sets to the right of Fossenbarger. Fossenbarger in the shotgun, calling his count. Fourth and goal. Waiting for the snap. Caleb has the football. Drops straight back. He's going to run with it out to his right. Now looking downfield. Throws into the end zone. The pass is going to be
incomplete
in and out of the hands of the intended receiver.
Wow.
He hit his receiver down there, Nick Perriott, in the back of the end zone, and Perriott just could not find the handle on the football. And there's no way to describe it other than those are difficult to catch when you're all alone there and the ball falls incomplete. The Irish dodge a bullet. There's 2 seconds left to play now in the first half. 22-14, Sacred Heart, I'm sure, will just take a knee here and go to the locker room and with a big sigh of relief.
He was open in the back of that end.
He was open. The ball was delivered. It was in the hands of the intended receiver. Just could not gather it in. I thought sure he had it caught.
Yeah.
In fact, it looked like he did, and then it came out. So,
yeah, it just popped right on out.
I was ready to call that a completion.
Yep.
We'd have had a very good shot at having a tie ball game here at halftime.
Whoa.
All right, let's see what Sacred Heart wants to do with this with 2 seconds. Will they just kneel down and call it good?
Well,
or try something? On the 8-yard line first? No, they'll take a knee, and that'll be the end of the first half. At the half, the Sacred Heart Irish leading the Johnson Brock Eagles in what's been a dandy here. 22-14, our halftime score. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Armbruster Motor Company halftime show. That's coming up after this 2-minute break. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Potvin Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
He's on the 30, he's on the 20, he's on the 10. It's a touchdown!
There's nothing like football. The lights, the cheers of the crowd, and getting a chance to see our local athletes and kids give it all they've got. Come to a game. Support our local schools.
Frontier Bank. Good with money. We're an equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Paul City and Stella.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West and Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Autumn is upon us, and that means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here. Breast cancer is among the most curable forms of the cancer, and the 5-year survival rate is 100% when discovered in its very early stage. This is a reminder to do something good for yourself and your loved ones. Schedule your mammogram today. At Community Medical Center Falls City, we are here for you. Let's take action together to learn about knowing your body and early detection to beat this disease. CMC, serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Johnson. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish leading the Johnson Brock Eagles 22-14, our halftime score.
Your halftime stats are provided by Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City since 1951. More than you expected for less than you imagined. Armbruster Motor Company at 307 West 15th Street in Falls City.
All right, let's take a look at the first half scoring and give you a rundown. The Irish got on the board first with 7:44 to play in the first period. A 3-yard touchdown carry by Tyler Catlin. That capped an 8-play, 60-yard drive. Sam Dunn carried in for the 2-point conversion, and Sacred Heart went on top 8-0. With 4:56 to play in the first quarter, Johnson Brock came battling right back. Caleb Fossenbarger scored on an 8-yard quarterback keeper that capped an 8-play, 59-yard drive. Conversion attempt pass fell incomplete. Sacred Heart was clinging to a 2-point lead, 8-6. Then with 2 minutes to play in the first quarter, Jacob Jordan on a quarterback sneak carried it in from 1 yard out, capped a 9-play, 65-yard drive. Keekly carried it in for the 2-point conversion, Evan Keekly, and the Irish went up by 10, 16-6. With 6:42 to play in the first half, a 16-yard run, again by quarterback Jacob Jordan on a scramble, capped a 9-play, 61-yard drive. The conversion attempt failed, and the Irish were up 22-6. Then with 3:16 to play in the first half, Caleb Fossenbarger completed a 3-yard touchdown pass to Nick Perriott. That topped off a 7-play, 55-yard drive. Fossenbarger carried in for the 2-point conversion, made it 22-14. But we weren't done yet. As time ran out, Johnson Brock was facing a 4th down and goal at the 8-yard line with 11 seconds to play in the first half. Fossenbarger rolled right, found a receiver in the back of the end zone that was open. The ball was delivered a perfect strike into the hands of the receiver. Unfortunately, the young man could not find the handle. It fell incomplete in the end zone, and Sacred Heart escaped the first half with a 22-14 8-point lead over Johnson Brock. And this halftime scoring recap is brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company. Speak to one of their highly qualified sales team members about a new or used vehicle today. And our thanks to Armbruster Motors for presenting these halftime and post-game reports. And Troy, your thoughts here. This is just about exactly what I thought we'd see in the first half.
Yeah, yeah. We talked about it before game. On paper, Irish got the should have be the
but
favorite.
But this is Johnson Brock,
yeah,
and Sacred Heart.
Again, we said this, you know, a little bit ago. Johnson Brock is not scared of Sacred Heart. In any sport, you know, they've been a rival for, and they've played them tough in basketball or football, doesn't matter, in the last 10 years. So, again, it's a good game.
Doug Goltz has got his kids in the bus. They're back there talking about it. They know they're one drop pass away from possibly being tied up here tonight.
Yep.
Johnson isn't an easy place to come in and win a football game. So I think we're in for a great second half of football. I can't wait to get into it. Right now, we're going to step aside for 2 minutes and send it back to Aaron Wisdom at the KTNC studios. Aaron, we'll share 2 minutes of information here from our fine sponsors. Let's give a weather update to our friends, then another 2 minutes, and we'll be back out here with more football coming up on KTNC.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Hey, volleyball fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to the Falls City Sacred Heart Junior Volleyball Squad. Congratulations, ladies, on your first-place finish at the Lewiston JV Volleyball Tournament. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, keep up the great work.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
This is your Good Time Oldies station, KTNC Fall City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko. A few light showers or sprinkles are possible in the area this evening. Otherwise, partly cloudy. Lows will drop to 48 degrees and winds become light. Saturday, an abundance of sunshine. Highs warm into the middle to upper 70s. Winds west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday night, clear. Lows fall back to 57. Winds turn to the south around 5 miles per hour. Sunday, lots more sunshine, summer-like as well, as highs approach 91. Wind southwest, 5 to 15, higher gusts possible. Sunday night, clear, lows head down to 64. Wind south, 5 to 15, higher gusts again possible. Looking ahead to Monday, sunshine remains in the forecast. Summer-like again with highs approaching 90. And then lows make it down to around 61 on Monday night. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC.
Right now it's 63.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You always dreamed about owning your first house, or car, or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back once again to Johnson, Nebraska. Randy Gatula, Troy Nelson with you tonight. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish leading the Johnson Brock Eagles 22-16 in what's been a real shootout here. Looking forward to the second half. I want to remind everybody, tomorrow evening we'll have University of Nebraska Cornhusker football. They take on Michigan State. Kickoff set for 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. You'll hear it live here on KTNC. Our pregame show coverage begins 2 hours before kickoff at 4 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon for that one. Big homecoming game tomorrow at Peru State. I believe that's a 1 or 2 o'clock kickoff. We'll have to look that one up. I think it's 1 o'clock. That's going on at Peru tomorrow. And then next Friday, well, we've got a lot of football for you.
Yeah.
Friday, October 1st, we're going to have a doubleheader for you here on KTNC. We'll begin the day off with a 2:30 kickoff, HTRS versus Fall City Sacred Heart. That'll be at Jug Brown Stadium. And Troy Nelson, you and John Nixon will have the call for that Sacred Heart game. That'll be followed also here on KTNC that evening with Lincoln Christian taking on the Fall City Tigers. Lucas Freshel will join John Nixon for that second broadcast of the day here on KTNC. Meanwhile, Tom Bartek and I will do a little interstate traveling. We're going to head over Across the river into Missouri, we'll be at East Atchison. That's Tarkio Fairfax. They'll be hosting our friends, the Mountain City Panthers. That game will be heard on our sister station, Sunny 101.3, a 7 o'clock kickoff, pregame at 6:30. So three big high school games coming up next Friday, and they wonder why I think this is my favorite time of the year, Troy.
Yeah, this is beautiful.
Well, we've had a dandy first half of football here, just about what we expected to take place. We are oh so close to being tied up at halftime, and this game is bound a 14-yard line.
About a six-yard gain there for Jordan, second down and about two. Again, the ball spotted on the 16, far hash mark. Jake Fresh will bring the play in. Simon's going to be your tight end out, slot back, or wide out on the left. Keithley wide on the right, shotgun. Catlin in the backfield with Jordan. Jordan's going to keep it and go to the right, following his blocker. He's got Cap, followed it, and into the end zone is a touchdown for the Irish.
The line of scrimmage was at the 14-yard line, so that will be a 14-yard touchdown run by the quarterback, Jacob Jordan, for the TD.
All right, so Jordan following his blocks there from Catlin, doing a great job blocking on the right side, and just takes it in for the touchdown on the right side. And Irish setting up for the two-point conversion here with 8:12 left in the third quarter. We're going to have Jake Freshall out to the left with Evan Keithley. Catlin out to the right side, shotgun formation. Evan Keithley goes in motion, and they're going to fake to Kevin Keithley. Jordan takes it up the middle for the two-point conversion. So with 8:12 left here in the third quarter, the Irish add on to their lead 30-14. We'll send it back to Aaron Wisdom in the studio for a 30-second break.
Generations of family working together on the same piece of land. It's a tradition around here. On a farm or ranch, everyone has their chores to do. The whole family contributes. It's a hard life, but it's a good life, too. Agriculture is America's largest family business. We're proud to be a part of it. Together we grow. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Falls City and Stella.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
This scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. That scoring drive took nine plays, covered 65 yards, capped by a 14-yard quarterback keeper by Jacob Jordan. Jordan also carried in for the two-point conversion, and the Irish go up 30-14 with 8:12 to play here in the third period.
Nottigal set to kick off here from the 30-yard line, set up on the goal line for the Eagles. Kick is away, right-footed by Nottigal. Not going to get in the end zone. Fielded around the 2-yard line, bringing it up to 15. There's a 20 as Fossenberger. He's going to be shoved out of bounds. That might be a late hit. Yes, it is. Late hit on the Irish. That's going to add on to that.
I saw that one coming. Yep. I agree completely with the official. Fossenberger had given it up and was about a half a stride out of bounds. And the Irish defender, who shall remain unidentified, came over and put a pretty good pop. Caleb's okay. It was a hit well out of bounds, and one of those things you hate to see happen, just a little bit of lack of discipline on one play.
Yeah, and again, you had momentum there. You just come out of the touchdown.
Yeah, you're used to hitting people. It's hard to not making excuses. It was a legitimate penalty, and that's going to be a 15-yarder against the Irish for the late hit out of bounds. Happened right in front of us. I should point out, we're on the 40-yard line, and we're what, maybe 10 yards off the sideline.
Yeah, because I think he actually hit the press box here.
This is as close as we can get right here when they're playing in front of us.
All right, Eagles have the ball first and 10 on the Irish 36-yard line. Fossenberger, shotgun formation, empty backfield, two receivers to the left, Barron's to the right, and Barron's in motion. Pitch, he's late pitch, and it's a fumble. Eagles have it.
On the defense for the Irish was Brogan Nottigal, and Nottigal was all over both people in the backfield. You got a feeling he was a little bit fired up on that one. I'm going to shoot a picture here with the phone just to show the folks at home how close we really are. We'll stick this puppy up.
Okay.
This is why it's my favorite place to work football. We're literally in the game.
Second down and 16 for the Eagles. They break the huddle. Shotgun formation with a Fossenberger. Here's your snap, dropping back to pass. He's got a little bit of time, throws across the middle, and it's tipped into the air and falls incomplete.
Good defense there by Freshel on the receiver, and the ball popped into the air. There was a shot back here for Sacred Heart's Sam Dunn to maybe get an interception, but he could not quite get to it.
Ball intended for Bowling, but just kind of goes in and out of his hands. Incomplete. Clock stopped with 7:21 left here in the third. Irish lead 30-14. Eagles have the ball third and about 16 on their own 38-yard line. Again, Fossenberger shotgun formation. He's got triplets to your right. False start on the Eagles. At least that's what it looked like from here. We'll wait for the referee.
While you're having all the fun there, Troy, I just posted some pictures to show how close we are.
Uh-huh.
Folks listening, if you check my Facebook page, take a look at the pictures I just put up there. We are right on top of these players, no more than 10 yards out of bounds on the sideline, and they're playing right in front of the press box. It's great fun. You can hang your head out the window and hear the quarterback call his cadence. And that's why this is one of my favorite places to be.
All right, so third down and about 26 here for the Eagles. Ball spotted on their own 33-yard line. Shotgun formation. Slot back to the right. Dropping back to pass is Fossenberger. He's got a little bit of time. He unloads it. He's got a man. And incomplete. He had a man open down here, but he was covered. And it falls incomplete for Nick Perriott.
Good coverage by Sam Dunn. Dunn ran stride for stride with the receiver. Dunn actually placed his body between the ball and the receiver, and that's where you have to be, and stop the possibility of the completion.
All right, fourth down for the Eagles and about 25. Setting the punt is Sloan Pelican. He's set up around his 21-yard line. Set to receive is Jake Freshel. Punt is away. Freshel's going to field it around the 10-yard line. He's going out to his right side. He's got some running. Cuts it back up the middle. He crosses the 30 and be brought down around the 33-yard line.
Making the tackle on him there for the Eagles was Jalen Behrens. We've called Jalen's name quite a bit tonight on defense. Jalen Behrens playing well. He's a junior out there on the defensive side of the ball. Doing a great job. Probably goes both ways.
Goes both ways. We got a score at halftime here, Randy. JCC 46, HTRS 22 at the half.
A lot of points being scored tonight in Humboldt. 7:01 to play here in the third quarter, 30-14. Irish lead it.
Jordan in the shotgun, give to Catlin on the left side. Catlin just keeps that pile moving forward, keeps the legs a moving.
You know, they were trying to take that football away from him.
Yeah.
Zach Holly had a hold of the football, trying to rip it out. Holly almost got that football loose, too.
Catlin's going to be about 5 yards straight up the middle, second down and five here. The ball spotted on the Irish 39-yard line. Irish break the huddle. You got Jake Freshel out to the left with Evan Keefley. Shotgun formation, Jordan. Catlin's in the backfield. He's going to be your block and back to the right. Jordan's got some running room. He crosses midfield and is going to be shoved out of bounds around the 33-yard line.
And over there getting the tackle for Johnson Brock. We'll wait and see when he gets up. I think that was Fossenbarger.
All right, first and 10, Irish. Ball spotted around the 33 of the Eagles. Joe Simon bringing the play in from Coach Goltz.
Clock has stopped now. 6:23 to go, third quarter. 30-14, Irish on top.
Dunn, your receiver to the left. Keithley to your right. Shotgun formation. Give to Catlin up the middle, and he's going to move the pile forward again. He's still moving his legs, but we're going to call him down there.
Jalen Behrens, the man on the tackle once again. Zach Holley had the assist, but Behrens with the initial contact.
Catlin's going to get about 4 yards on that carry. Brings up second down and six. The ball's going to be spotted around the Eagle 29-yard line. Jake Fresh will bring the play in.
And we welcome our viewers on Johnson Brock's Strive TV video stream. Glad to have you tuned in to join the broadcast.
Jordan in the shotgun. Catlin to his right. Fake to Catlin. Jordan's going to follow his blocker and not going to get a whole lot here as his forward momentum is stopped.
Ryan Bowling was there along with Jalen Behrens once again. Sloan Pelican also in on the tackle. I could just read the whole roster on that tackle. Everybody had a piece of it.
All right. He did get about 1 yard on that, so about third down and five now. Four from the ball on the 27-yard line of the Eagles. Irish break the huddle. You got Dunn to the right, Keithley and Catlin. Triplets to the right. Shotgun formation is Jordan. Snap is away. Quick throw out to Keithley. He's got some blockers. He's move it forward. And he's not. not going to get enough for the first down, about 1 yard shy.
Leighton Barron's there to wrap him up this time. Leighton, just a sophomore, had him in a big old bear hug and then got some help from his teammates, but it was Leighton Barron's on the initial stop.
All right. Tough. Going to be an interesting call here by Coach Goltz. Fourth down and one. You got the ball on their 24-yard line.
You're up 30-14.
Simon bringing the play in. He'll stay out to the right side with Keithley. Shotgun formation is Jordan. Catlin just to his left. Snap is away. Jordan's going to follow Catlin to the left side. He breaks one tackle. He's going to lean forward. This is going to be close.
I don't think he got it.
The Johnson Brock players say he didn't get it, and judging by Jordan's body language, I don't think he
Zach
got it.
Zach Holley over there on the defense, also in on the stop. Nick Curriott. Good defensive effort there by Curriott, especially. Yep. Had him around the leg. I think they're going to have to bring the chains across, but from where I'm sitting,
they're not going to give even
short. Sure. Yeah,
they're saying turnover on down.
Half
first down
short.
Eagles. So the Eagles will take over here in the third quarter, first and 10 on their own 24-yard line. Clock at 4:24. They're up.
Troy, that was a big stop for
yes,
Johnson Brock. Sacred Heart punches another one in there.
Yep.
The game might be over.
Right.
Now, if Johnson Brock can come down and move the football, we got a new football game again.
All right, 4:24 left in the third. Eagles have the ball. First and 10. Fossenberger shotgun formation. He can pitch it. Nope, dropping back to pass. He does a little fake. He's got a man open down the side, or right in the middle of the field, and it's caught by 23, Perriott, and he goes in for the touchdown. So big play for the Eagles. They get a 60-yarder there past
24-yard line was the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
56.
So just like that, the Eagles get back on the board, you know, and they've scored on some big plays, or I shouldn't say scored on, but had some big plays that they had a good opportunity on here tonight.
And, you know, Perry, it was fairly well covered. The defender
yeah.
was there with him. That was just a perfectly
yep.
thrown pass.
All right, two-point conversion try for the Eagles. Perriott is in the shotgun formation. Pelican to his right. You got two receivers to the right. Snap is away, dropping back to pass is Fossenberger. He's going to be dropped for a loss, and two-point conversion fails. With 4:14 left here in the third quarter, 30-20 Irish. We'll send them back to Aaron Wisdom in the studio for a 30-second break.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
This scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. The scoring drive took just one play, covered 56 yards, a touchdown pass from Caleb Fossenbarger to Nick Perriott. Conversion attempt failed, but the Eagles have pulled back to within 10. 30-20 our score with 4:14 to play here in the third quarter. Again, this scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City.
All right, Pelican set the kickoff here from the 30-yard line.
Boy, what a difference that stop on fourth down made just a moment ago.
Yeah.
Sacred Heart down there in danger of blowing this thing wide open on the Eagles. They get the stop on downs. One play later, it's a 10-point ball game.
Yes.
Folks listening in Falls City, Sacred Heart fans, don't get the idea for a minute that Johnson Brock's going to go away. This is going to be a good one right down to the wire.
Here we go. Pelican set the kick. Looks like you got Keithley set up at about the 3. Kick is away. Keithley moves to his right. He picks it up at about the 3-yard line. He's coming straight up the field. Cuts back to his right and is going to be brought down around the 24-yard line.
Keithley with a nice return there before being wrapped up by Ryan Bowling. Or check that. That's not Bowling. On the tackle across the way was Hunter Gravel. He wears 33. Bowling is 35. Hunter is the man that got him.
All right. First and 10 Irish. Ball spotted on their own 23-yard line. Far hash mark. They're on the north side of the field, moving south. All right, Dunn and Fresh will bring the play in from the sideline. All right, Noctegull is your center. He breaks the huddle. Jordan's going to stay in a shotgun formation. Catlin to his right. There's your snap. Give to Catlin on the left side. And he fumbles the ball. It's stripped away. Looks like he got it back, though. Yep, Tyler Brink jumps back on top of it.
Well, I tell you, there were Johnson Rock defenders all around him. Ryan Bowling was there. Leighton Behrens was there. And the Irish very fortunate to get back on that football. A turnover right here.
Oh,
wow.
So no gain on the play, but the Irish do get the ball back. It bounced their way, and Catlin fell right on top of it. So second and 10.
I mentioned earlier that those Eagle defenders were trying to rip the ball away
right
from the ball carriers, and that time that's what they did.
That's what they did. Shotgun formation is Jordan. Keithley behind him. He's going to pitch to Keithley on the right side, and Keithley's got enough running room down the sideline. He crosses the 30 down to the 35 as he's shoved out of bounds.
Knocked out of bounds over there on the far sideline by Caleb Fossenbarger. Fossenbarger just sacrificed his body into the lower legs there to get him knocked out of bounds and got him stopped at the 34 is where they're marking.
First and 10 Irish on their own 34-yard line.
Fossenbarger's had to make a couple of stops like that or Keithley would have been gone over on that right sideline.
Dunn bringing the play in. He'll be your receiver to the right side with Catlin in the slot back. Simon on the left, shotgun formation. Catlin in motion to fake to him. Jordan's going to pitch to Keithley again on the right side, and Keithley does it again. He's got about 6 or 7 yards up the right side and brought down across midfield.
Again, Caleb Fossenbarger, the man to have to come over and get him. Fossenbarger comes up from that safety position, gets to the sideline, and makes a stop, stopping him short of the first down.
Second down and about 3 for the Irish. Again, they did cross the midfield, so the ball's on the 39-yard line of the Eagles. Clock running with 3:03 left here in the third. Irish lead 30-20. They break the huddle. Dunn coming out wide to the left. Keithley wide to the right. Shotgun formation is Jordan. Catlin to his right. Snap is away. Jordan's taking the ball and running, following Catlin. He's not going to get much, but we have a flag. Late flag thrown in the backfield of the Irish.
Yeah, well,
right
the way
at midfield.
You see what that was. Over there running him out of bounds was Hunter Gavai. Holding is the call against Sacred Heart. The Irish were holding. And, of course, Johnson Rock will back them up here. 2:46 to go, third quarter. If you're just checking in with us, it's 30-20. Sacred Heart leading Johnson Rock, a matchup of a pair of 3-1 teams after 4 weeks into the season. The kind of game that Troy and I were expecting here tonight. And they certainly haven't disappointed. This has been a lot of fun.
Second down in about 14 now for the Irish. Ball spotted right around the 30-yard line. Irish break the huddle. Jordan's going to stay in a shotgun formation. Keithley behind him. So two receivers to your right, one to the left. Pitch to Keithley on the left. Crosses the 30, cuts back to the inside, and he's going to be stopped there.
Well, you can take your pick. Leighton Behrens, Ryan Bowling. Everybody had a piece of that one. There were about four defenders over there. Behrens and Bowling were primarily among the tackles.
Oh, this is that.
Jalen Behrens also had a piece of it. Big defensive effort there on the part of the Eagles.
About a 3-yard gain for the Irish. It's still 3rd and 12.
This is a huge third down play here for both teams.
Yep. 2:10 and running here in the third quarter. Irish break the huddle. Freshel and Keithley going out to the right. Shotgun formation is Jordan. Quick snap.
Happy Sunday.
Got lots of time. He's dancing back here. Happy feet. He's going to be flushed out of the pocket, telling his man to go a little deeper, but no time to. The defensive backs are doing their job for the Eagles. They're covering him fine. Jordan's got to take the ball and go out of bounds.
It was Jalen Behrens that just stayed with him across the way, and Behrens ends up taking him out of bounds, well short of the first down yardage. Knocked him out at the 35, fourth down and 9. Clock is down under 2 minutes to play in this quarter. 1:51 showing on the clock. And the Irish are going to have to give the ball back over to the Eagles.
4th and 9, setting up the punt. Keithley drops back, setting the turn for return as Fossenbarger. Snap is away, punt is away. Fossenbarger is going to let it bounce. It's going to hit the 5, 4, 3, 2. Is it going in the end zone? Yep. Referee's going to say it goes into the end zone. That was very close. The Irish almost had it.
The Irish had Jake Freshel down there trying his darndest to stop that ball at the 1-foot line, and Jake just could not keep it out of the end zone. So it got into the end zone. Johnson Brock kind of dodged a bullet there.
Yep.
Eagles will take over the football with a minute 42 to play here in the third quarter. 30-20 our score. You're just checking in. The Irish on top. And here come the Eagles, Troy.
All right, first and 10, Eagles. Ball spotted on their own 15. Fassenberger in a shotgun formation. He's got two receivers to his right, one to his left, in motion. The give is across the middle. He's got plenty of running room. There is Gravatt.
Freshel on the tackle for the Irish. Making the hit there, Jake Freshel on the solo stop.
Gravatt's going to get about an 8-yard run on that. Brings up second down and two. The ball spotted around the 27-yard line of the Eagles.
With a 10-point lead, the Irish defense needs to stiffen here. Johnson Brock's got a little bit of momentum right now.
All right, Fassenberger shotgun formation. Got a receiver left and right. The give is to Pelican on the right side. He's going to get enough for the first down and some extra.
Pelican running tough, carrying two or three would-be tacklers with him. Getting the stop was Tyler Catlin. Also up there was Sam Dunn to help on the stop, but Catlin primarily on the tackle.
First and 10, Eagles. The ball spotted on their own 31. All right, Eagles break the huddle. Fassenberger shotgun formation. He's going to give to Pelican on the right side. He's not going to get much that time. Maybe 1 or 2 yards.
The center of the line was waiting for him that time. Making the initial hit was for Sacred Heart was Derek Schwong, the man to get him.
All right, second down and 9 for the Eagles.
Schwong, a 227-pound senior nose tackle, was waiting there for Pelican when he took the handoff.
Jalen Barron's bringing the play in from the Eagle sideline, and he will stay as your back with the shotgun formation with Fassenberger. Two receivers, one left, one right. Fassenberger looks it over. Calls the cadence. There's your snap. He's dropping back to pass again. He's got time, but now he's flushed out. Simon, all right, then Keithley. He tucks it and runs. Noctegull's going to run him down, though. Shoves him out of bounds for about a 2-yard gain.
Noctegull needed to make that tackle, or Fassenberger was free down that left sideline with nothing but a whole bunch of green real estate in front of him. That's the end of the third quarter after three quarters, 30-20. Sacred Heart up by 10. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Autumn is upon us, and that means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here. Breast cancer is among the most curable forms of the cancer, and the 5-year survival rate is 100% when discovered in its very early stage. This is a reminder to do something good for yourself and your loved ones. Schedule your mammogram today. At Community Medical Center Falls City, we are here for you. Let's take action together to learn about knowing your body and early detection to beat this disease. CMC, serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Johnson, Nebraska. A fresh 12 minutes set on the clock. We move into fourth quarter action. The Irish leading the Eagles 30-20 is our score after three when play is resumed. The Eagles have the football, third down and 8 at their own 33-yard line. Caleb Fassenberger has a single setback in the backfield. Sloan Pelican on his right. Two wide receivers to the right, tight end to the left side. Taking the snap, Fassenberger is back to pass. He sets, going to throw deep downfield. There's the receiver. The pass is knocked away, and a flag comes in. We may have a pass interference call here.
Now, that's a funny referee call there because the back judge didn't call it. The side judge called
that. Sam Dunn was back on the defensive coverage. The backfield judge was right on top of the play, did not throw a flag, but the side judge came in, threw a flag from the near side, and we're going to have pass interference called on the Irish. You can tell what kind of deflated Sam Dunn looking over to the sideline. He thought he played it pretty well. There was contact.
Yeah.
Dunn got a hand up and batted the football away, but it's going to result in a pass interference call on the Irish. That's going to give this drive for the Eagles new life. They'll come back and march it here from the line of scrimmage, the 33-yard line. It'll go across into Irish territory, a 15-yard penalty, and the football will be spotted at the 32-yard line from the 33 to the 32. 11:55 to go in the ballgame. We're just into the fourth quarter. Johnson Brock down by 10. First and 10 at the 32 of the Irish. Quarterback Caleb Fossenbarger calls his count. Fossenbarger with the snap, fakes a handoff. No, gives it to the left side to Pelican. Nachtigall was there, wrapped him up. Pelican didn't have a chance to get started that time.
Nachtigall doing a great job coming off his defensive end position and wrapping him up and bringing him down for a loss.
After that flag earlier tonight on Rogan Nachtigall, he seems to have turned it up a notch here with it. Shall we just say he's tackling with enthusiasm?
Enthusiasm.
Yes, enthusiasm is the word. Second down, 12 yards to go from the 34-yard line for the Eagles. Let's see what Fossenbarger can come up with here. Single setback, Jalen Behrens sets on his right hip in the shotgun formation, calling his count. Fossenbarger, the senior quarterback, has the ball, throws it out to the left, pass. Oh, in and out of the hands of Ryan Bowling. Looked like Bowling had the catch at the 30-yard line, but great defense hanging all over him there for the Irish.
Yeah, again, great coverage by the Irish, and Fossenbarger is just doing a fabulous job getting that ball into his receivers.
I think was that Catlin that time over there? 23 or 30? What?
33's
33.
Catlin.
Yeah, Tyler Catlin.
Catlin.
From the linebacker, was over there on the defensive coverage. Third down and 12 at the 34. This time trips to the right for Caleb Fossenbarger. Empty backfield. The signal caller has his staff. He sets. Pressure's coming. He scrambles out to the right. Going to throw down the right sideline. Has a receiver there. He caught the football. It's a reception at the 11-yard line. Coming up with the catch was Nick Perriott. A shoestring catch down on the ground, but he made the catch. I think it was a good call. All the way to the 11-yard line, and here come the Eagles.
Anybody watching that on Strive can rewind it and see what's really going on.
You tell us, but put the ball at the 11-yard line. First down and 10, Johnson Brock at the 11 of the Irish. Fossenbarger has Pelican set in a slot to the right side. Gravatt set to the left as a wide receiver. Gravatt comes in motion left to right. Pelican gives him the football. He broke a tackle. Dances inside the 10, near the 9, still on his feet. The 8, the 7, and finally driven out of bounds. Down inside the 7-yard line, he did not want to be tackled there, Troy.
It looks like Shawong and Dunn taking him out of bounds on that far sideline.
Bought the football at the 6-yard line on the right side hash mark. Johnson Brock going from right to left, north to south. Here in Johnson, third down and 5 yards to go from the 6-yard line. Caleb Fossenbarger came to the sideline to get the play himself here. Joins his teammates in the huddle at the 15. They break the huddle. Split a wide receiver to the right. Wide to the left, Hunter Gravatt. Empty backfield. In a slot to the left, sets Sloan Pelican. Calling his count. Fossenbarger has the snap, fakes a handoff, keeps it himself, runs forward. He's inside the 5, down near the 4, and then thrown back. Looks like he'll have a gain of a couple to about the 4-yard line. It's going to bring up third down. Now let's see where they spot it. I think it's going to be just inside the 5. No, call it the 4. Third down and 3. From the 4-yard line, third and 3 at the 4. Clock shows 9.5 minutes to play in the ball game. 30-20. Sacred Heart is up by 10, but Johnson Brock is down here threatening.
Catlin in on the tackle with some help from Shawong.
All right, on third down and 3 at the 4. Johnson Brock over the football. Perriott wide right. Slot right is Jalen Behrens. Wide left is Hunter Gravatt. Quarterback, Fossenbarger. Empty backfield, waiting for the snap. He has the ball. Caleb. Pressure coming. Got away from the rush. Rolls to his right. A flag is thrown. Pass nearly intercepted down near the goal line. Falls incomplete, and we got a flag on the play.
Jacob Jordan in on the coverage there, and he comes up and bats it away just at the last second.
Sacred Heart came with a blitz. They had two people coming after him, and I'll tell you, tip of the hat to Caleb Fossenbarger for getting away from those on-rushing linemen that were coming after him. Holding is going to be the call on Johnson Brock, and that's a costly penalty here for the Eagles. Because they had the football down inside the 5. They were looking at third down and 4, or third down and 3 at the 4. And now with the holding penalty, this football is going to be marched back out, and they're going to be looking at third down and very long yardage. The ball is going to come out to the 14-yard line. And now instead of third and 3, it's going to be third and 13. Keep in mind they have to get the football all the way down to the 1-yard line for a first down. All of this happening with 9 minutes showing on the clock, and the Irish up by 10, 30-20. Here come the Eagles. Fossenbarger looks down at a three-man defensive front from the Irish. Let's see what they throw at him. Calling his count, Fossenbarger has the snap. Pressure coming. Fossenbarger dancing, looking into the end zone. The ball is tipped and knocked out of bounds. Super defensive effort back there by Jacob Jordan. Jordan got up. The intended receiver was Perriott, I believe, and it was Jordan that jumped up there and tipped the football away.
That's back there in the corner of the field that I couldn't see anything, Randy.
That's why I went with
it. Good job, man.
8:53 to go now. Clock has stopped with the incompleted pass there in the end zone, and now Johnson Brock, keep in mind they got turned away at the end of the first half when they were down at the 8. Now they're down at the 14-yard line, 4th down and 13 at the 14. Empty backfield for Caleb Fossenbarger. Two wide receivers left, one wide right. Fossenbarger, timeout taken on the field with 8:53 to go. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC.
Hey, volleyball fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to the Falls City Sacred Heart Junior Varsity Volleyball Squad. Congratulations, ladies, on your first-place finish at the Lewiston JV Volleyball Tournament. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, keep up the great work.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatuma, Troy Nelson, back with you here at Johnson, Nebraska. 8:53 to play in the ballgame. 30-20. The Irish up by 10. Johnson Brock is facing fourth down and 13 yards to go from the 14-yard line of the Irish. Any scores there, Troy?
Well, I got a score from Jug Brown, but I'm not for sure who's ahead. I know the score is 20-14. I don't know for sure who's ahead. I want to say the Tigers, but I'm not 100% sure.
All right.
My man, Keith Gilkerson, back in town, didn't tell me who's ahead.
Okay, here we go. Fourth down. 13 yards to go at the 14. Caleb Fossenbarger calling his cadence in the gun. Caleb has the ball. Drops straight back. Pressure's there. Throws it into the corner of the end zone, and the pass deflected away at the goal line.
Wow.
Ball's incomplete. It was intended down there in the corner for Gravatt. Good defense coming across. Who tipped the ball away?
Sam Dunn tipped it away, but Catlin came up the middle on a late blitz and caused that pass to be pushed out a little early, but Dunn doing
his
job.
Thrown. I mean, Fossenbarger put it where it needed to be. It was just a good defensive effort down there at the goal line by Sam Dunn to knock the ball away. So, for the second time this evening, Johnson Brock has been down there. They were inside the 5 before the penalty, and they're turned away twice tonight now after being inside the 10-yard line. Sacred Heart takes over first and 10, 8:48 to go, up by 10. They have the ball at their own 14-yard line. Pitch the ball back to the I-back. Running the right side is Keithley, and he's going to be wrapped up as he got across the 15 out to about the 16. Gain of maybe 2 on the play, and it should bring up second down at about 8 yards to go.
Looks like Fossenbarger there putting the hit on along with Gravatt.
So now the football is at the 16-yard line. We'll call it second down and 8 yards to go. It's on the right side hash mark. Sacred Heart working left to right, south to north here at Johnson on the artificial turf, one of the few 8-man artificial turfs that I know of around the state. Empty backfield for Jacob Jordan in the backfield. Two receivers left. Man comes in motion left to right. Fake the handoff. Jordan keeps the ball right up the middle. Crashes out across the 20, out to about the 21-yard line. He'll be about 3 yards short of the first down. It'll bring up third down and 3.
Fossenbarger and Bowling in on the tackle for the Eagles.
Let's see, I may have a score here for you. I don't get much mail when we're on
there. I do know the Tigers are leading after the third quarter now, 20-14.
Okay,
but nothing on the Humboldt game yet.
I just got one from Troy Nelson that tells me the score. Thanks,
there
Troy.
There you go.
The ball is spotted at the 21-yard line, third down and 3 for the Irish. Jacob Jordan has trips set to his left this side as receivers. Jordan has a snap. He'll run to his left, turns the corner, the 20, the 25, first down yardage near the 30 and taken out of bounds just short of the 30-yard line. It'll be a first and 10 for the Irish.
Nick Perriott, last man in line there, shoving him out of bounds. But again, Jordan getting well enough for the first down.
This drive began at the 14-yard line when they took over on downs after that pass incompletion near the goal line, and now they've moved the ball out to across the 30, and they face first down and 10, 7:20 to play here in the ball game. A 10-point lead for Sacred Heart, 30-20, as Jacob Jordan has the snap, hands the ball up the middle. Ball is loose, though. He's got it. Yeah, it looked like he was looking down at the ground for the football there for a minute.
He just couldn't move his feet. He was trying to get him out of the way there.
Carrying the football was Tyler Catlin, and Catlin is going to be out to the 32-yard line. He'll get a gain of 2 on the play, so it'll bring up second down and 8 yards to go now for the Irish. Joe Simon splits wide to the left. Receiver in a slot to the left, I think, is done. Quarterback. They give it straight ahead. That's Catlin. Catlin squirts out across the 35, out to about the 38-yard line, still short of the first down. Third down and 2 yards to go.
Bowling and Fossenberger for the tackles.
So a big third down play here. Sacred Heart just wants to put together a drive and eat some clock, hanging on to a 10-point lead, 30-20. This has been a hard-fought contest. A tip of the hat to both of these football teams.
Yeah.
They're playing some tough football. Third down and 2 at the 38-yard line. Jacob Jordan has a single setback on his right. He'll run to his right. Blocking ahead of him is Catlin. Jordan fighting near the first down marker and now gets thrown back. I think they're going to give him forward progress to the 40, and that should be enough for the first down.
Lots of red jerseys coming up there to hit him, but one of your first ones is Cravat.
Well, they're looking at the chain back there. Still haven't indicated. Yes, it is. First down. They're not even going to measure it. They pulled up the chains and moved it. I'm not sure the Johnson Rock coaching staff is happy about that. They could have called for a measurement, but the chain gang picked up the chains and moved.
And that's happened at least 2 times tonight that you and I both thought it should have been measured.
Yeah,
and they decided, nope, let's move.
Well, if you look, the nose of the football is barely touching the 40, and that would have been a very close measurement, but they have first and 10. The Irish said, that's fine with us. Here we go. Sacred Heart, Jacob Jordan, I formation this time. Catlin in the backfield. Back to pass is Jordan. Jordan rolls around to his left, gets it downfield across the 40, gets forward for about 3 yards down near the 37-yard line. It was kind of a different-looking play.
Yeah,
set up in an I formation, and Jordan come out of there like he was expecting to give the ball to somebody, and nothing happened.
Yeah.
So he just made a great big loop.
Big old arc.
And went back down the left sideline. When you got that kind of speed, you can get away with that.
But yeah, I agree with you. It looked like he was looking for somebody on the right side, and that person wasn't there.
All right, give him a gain of 4 on the play, so it'll bring up second down and 6 yards to go. The football spotted between the 36 and 37-yard line. Clock running all this time, down to 4:47 to go in the ball game. 30-20. Sacred Heart is up by 10. Irish over the football. Jordan with them set in the I formation. Keithley and Catlin in the backfield behind him. Turns, gives the ball back to Keithley. Keithley behind the blocking of Catlin. He'll get a yard or two, not any more than that, down to about the 35-yard line. And it's going to bring up third down and 5 now for the Irish. With the football inside the 35 at the 34.5. Third down and a long 4, almost 5 yards to go for Sacred Heart. They sound the big church bell, the gong here. They got quite a sound effects situation here at John Sprague. A lot of fun they have.
That's just the intro to a good song there, Randy.
Yeah, I know. Here we go. Third down, a long 4, almost 5. Double tight end set, I formation. Jordan takes a snap in the pocket.
Yeah.
Pressure there. Throws the ball over the middle. Pass is going to be complete to Jake Freshel. Freshel has first down yardage inside the 25, down to the 24. And did Jacob Jordan take a pop? The defense came through and really delivered a booming blow to Jacob Jordan. How he got rid of that football to his receiver, Jake Freshel, I'll never know.
He stood in there just long enough and brave enough and unloading it, and a nice reception by Freshel, but a good tackle by Bowling.
Jake puts the football down to the 24-yard line, and that'll give the Irish another first and 10 with 3.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. 10-point lead for Sacred Heart. Jordan takes a snap, gives off to his end around, coming from the left side, carrying the football is Evan Keithley. He was flanked out wide to the left and took the handoff, coming back from left to right. His yardage will get him down to near the 22-yard line, a gain of about 3 on the carry. We're looking at second down and 7.
Gravat and Barron's in on the tackle for Johnson Brock.
Sure, and stay tuned for our post-game show tonight, brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City. We'll give you a complete rundown of the scoring. and how this game transpired. Right now, 30-20, Irish up by 10. Sacred Heart with a football at the 22-yard line, facing second down, 8 yards to go. Empty backfield for Jacob Jordan. Man in motion, left to right. Jordan fakes a handoff, keeps it, runs straight ahead, goes down hard, but not before getting inside the 20, down near the 17-yard line. He'll be a couple of yards short of the first down. We're going to have a timeout taken on the field with 2:44 to play in the ballgame. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
I'm Randy. That's Troy Nelson over there as we're back live in Johnson. The clock shows 2:44 left to play in the ballgame. 30-20, Irish up by 10. You got something there, Troy?
Nope, nothing new on the scoreboard here.
All right. The football is spotted at the 17-yard line. Check that, the 18-yard line between the 17 and 18. The Irish are facing third down and a long three. They need to get the ball just inside the 15 for first down yardage. Third down. They want to keep this drive alive, trying to preserve the 10-point lead here. All right, a single setback is Catlin, set to the right of Jacob Jordan. Jordan has the snap. Gives the ball to Catlin right into the middle. He's going to be stopped short of the first down. Did not make it down to the 15. They stopped him at about the 16. So it's going to bring up fourth down at a good long yard and a half. We'll have another timeout taken by Johnson Brock with 2:36 to play. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, regardless of the outcome of this one, Troy, a tip of the hat to both of these football teams. We've been treated to a very enjoyable and a very entertaining eight-man high school football game tonight here at Johnson. These teams battling it out here, each team coming in at 3-1 on the year. As the situation sets now, Sacred Heart faces fourth down and about yard and a half, nearly 2 yards to go. The football right between the hash marks on the 16-yard line of Johnson Brock. I think that was the Eagles' last time out. Jacob Jordan on fourth, and we'll call it two. Takes the snap. Gives forward to Catlin. Catlin? No, Jordan keeps it himself. He breaks into the open, and he's down to the 1 yard line. Everybody had the football, including yours truly. Jordan pulled it out at the last minute and bounced out to the left, found an opening, and he has the ball down to the 1 yard line where it's first and goal at the one. Great job of deception there. He fooled the old guy. I thought Catlin had the football. All right, they're at the 1 yard line. Sacred Heart up by 10, 30-20. Clock showing now 2:16 to play in the ballgame, and the clock is running. And the Irish down here threatening at the north end zone at the one. Play comes in from the sideline. Jordan brings him to the line of scrimmage. Oh, there they come. The quarterback, oh, look at this. Jordan tries to bounce outside. Spin move into the end zone. Touchdown. What a job by Jacob Jordan. Despite being wrapped up by a would-be tackler, spun around, and got it in from 1 yard out. Jacob Jordan with a touchdown.
Perry had in on the tackle there for the Eagles, but again, that was all Jacob Jordan. Just kept moving his feet. He got, again, wrapped up good and spun around, but he just kept moving his legs forward and got in for the touchdown.
And that will be a 66-yard drive. They took the ball over at the 14, if you remember, on downs and took it 66 yards. Score coming with 1:56 to play here in the fourth quarter. The Irish go up now 36-20. Here's the try for the two-point conversion. They pitch it back to Keithley. He'll be stopped. The conversion attempt fails, and our score remains 36-20. Irish on top. A minute 56 to play. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Johnson, Nebraska. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Falls City. Say C, Jake and Tasha, or Weston.
All right. Jacob Jordan on the quarterback sneak. Scored from 1 yard out. 1:56 to play here in the fourth quarter. 36-20 our score now. Under 2 minutes left to go. The Irish set to kick it away. Scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. All right. They have the ball teed up, nautical, at the 30-yard line, ready to kick it away. Back deep. Fauschenbarger on the far side. Nautical approaches the football. Here's his kick. A driving end over ender. Yeah. Oh, look at that one. Clear out of the end zone. That one landed 8 yards deep in the end zone.
Yeah.
And went clear out where it's dark. It's dark out there.
Might not be able to find the ball out there.
Oh, real kickoff there by Nautical. Our score, 36-20. I thought Jordan got in on the two-point conversion. Apparently did not.
It
was quite a battle over there. Thought he was going to make it. From the 15-yard line, here come the Eagles. There's no quitting that team. They'll come over the ball. Caleb Fauschenbarger, empty backfield, trips to the right, goes to the right sideline, pass in and out of the hands of the receiver, Hunter Gravatt, over near the 20-yard line. He was open. Nobody
was
around
open.
The area.
Yeah.
Just could not haul it in.
He ran his route perfect and blew the Irish defenders. They went deep. He cut across and...
Incomplete pass stops the clock with a minute 52 to go in this one. Again, stay with us for the postgame show. 36-20, Irish up by 16. Johnson Brock with the football. Second down and 10 from their own 15-yard line. Caleb Fauschenbarger, the senior signal caller for Johnson Brock, puts trips to the right, one receiver to the left. That's Ryan Bowling. Fauschenbarger calling his cadence. His back to pass, pressure coming, dumps it out of the right side. Pass is complete to Jalen Behrens. Jalen's taken out of bounds after a short gain. Oh, I don't know if he even got back to the line. They're going to say knocked out down near the 13. Lost
yeah.
a couple on the play. Taken out for a loss of two. Going out of bounds. Stops the clock with 1:46.
Evan Keithley in on the tackle, shoving him out of bounds.
Ryan Bowling brings the play in from the sideline now. Eagles facing third down and 12 from their own 13-yard line. Hunter Gravatt comes wide left. Perriott in a slot left. Quarterback, Fauschenbarger all alone in the backfield. Jalen Behrens split left. Fauschenbarger looking over the middle. Down the left sideline. Looking downfield. The pass is caught at the 31-yard line of the Irish. Hunter Gravatt with the reception, and he's got a cramp here.
He's going to tough it out.
He's going to tough it out and try and walk it off.
Jacob Jordan in on the
all right, at the 31-yard line. First and 10, Johnson Brock, Fauschenbarger. In the shotgun formation, two wide outs to either side. Snap, low on the ground, picks it up. Fauschenbarger scrambles. Now throws the ball over the middle. There's a receiver.
Intercepted.
Pass intercepted.
You got a flag.
Got a flag thrown on the play. Irish with the interception down near the 12-yard line. Let's see who got the intercept. Can you? That's Preschel.
Preschel got the interception, yes.
But we've
the
got a
flag
thrown. Let's see what this is going to be.
He's thrown back in the backfield of the Eagles.
Personal foul, grabbing the
face mask
on the
Irish.
That will negate the interception back there by Jake Preschel. The ball will stay with the Eagles. There's still a minute 29 to play, and in this world of onside kicks and crazy things, the lead is 16 right now for the Irish, 36-20. But this penalty yardage is going to take the football all the way down to the 16-yard line. Twice before tonight, the Eagles have been turned away down here. First and 10. Clock begins to run. Quarterback Fauschenbarger has a snap. Throwing out to the right. The pass is complete at the 11-yard line. Bowling makes the catch. They'll check that. That pass was complete out there to Chase Van Winkle. Van Winkle on the catch. They line up quickly on second down. Fauschenbarger back to pass. Now has to scramble. He's got time. Hit from behind. Tackled at the 15-yard line. Clock is down to a minute 3, minute 2 and running. They'll have to hurry. Third down and 9. at the 15. They line up on third down. Fossenbarger working quickly. Sets in the pocket. Throwing the ball over the middle. Pass intercepted. Irish at the 5, the 10, the 15, the 20. Out near the 25, and I think...
Jake Freshel.
Yes, that's Jake with his second interception.
Yeah.
Jake Freshel just sealed it up here for the Irish because Johnson Brock is out of timeouts. Sacred Heart will have the football. Freshel's return is out to the 23. All they'll have to do is take a knee,
yeah. And
that'll be your ball game. What a battle tonight between Sacred Heart and Johnson Brock. The Eagles came to play, the Irish came to play, and that's what you expect when these two teams get together.
Yes, yes.
Sacred Heart will come up. Quarterback Jacob Jordan will just take a knee here, I'm sure, and that'll get the clock running. Johnson Brock is out of timeouts. The clock should wind down, and that should be, in all probability, our ball game. They may have to kneel it down one more time. 36-20 is going to be your final score tonight here in Johnson. Once again, we invite you, stay with us here on KTNC for our post-game show. We'll give you a complete rundown of the individuals of the scoring brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company. Again, our thanks to Tara Stoodhide and her students here at Johnson Brock for allowing us to provide the audio feed to the Strive TV stream. We do that occasionally during basketball season. Have a lot of fun over here with the Johnson Brock kids whenever we get the opportunity. So if you've enjoyed the video stream, we're glad you were with us for that. They'll start the clock. Time will run out. Well, they stopped it with 1 second. Why? Everybody was ready to go home. Now they'll run the clock, and there it is, and that's your final, 36-20, the Sacred Heart Irish with the win tonight over the Johnson Brock Eagles. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with the Armbruster Motor Company postgame show right after this 2-minute break. You've been enjoying high school football on KTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Financing is probably the last thing farmers want to think about when they finish harvesting that last bit of crop. But you are in luck. The local ag experts at F&M Bank are here to make it easy. You can prop your feet up while the F&M Bank ag lenders set your operation up for success. Come see Derek, Alex, or Rod at F&M Bank for your farm financing needs. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Johnson. Your final score tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish defeating the Johnson Brock Eagles 36-20 is your final.
Your post-game stats are brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City. Since 1951, more than you expected for less than you imagined. Your Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Selling new and pre-owned vehicles with certified technicians and a full-service body shop.
Well, we covered the scoring rundown in the first half. At halftime, the Sacred Heart Irish were holding a 22-14 lead. That's only because Johnson Brock, on the final play of the first half, had a ball knocked away right down at the goal line. They were turned away after being inside the 5-yard line, and at the half, we stood 22-14. Then with 8 minutes and 12 seconds to go in the third quarter, Jacob Jordan scored from 14 yards out, capped a 9-play, 65-yard drive. Jordan ran in for the conversion attempt, made it 30-14, Sacred Heart on top. Johnson Brock came battling back in the third period, 4:14 to play third quarter. Caleb Flossenbarger completed a 56-yard pass to Nick Perriott. That was a 1-play, 56-yard drive. The conversion failed, but the Eagles were back within 10 at 30-20. Then with just a minute 56 to go in the fourth quarter, Jacob Jordan on a 1-yard quarterback sneak got in for the touchdown, capped an 8-play, 66-yard drive, made the final tonight, 36-20, Sacred Heart with the win. With the win, the Irish improved their record to 4-1 on the year, and Johnson Brock drops to 3-2. This postgame wrap-up brought to you by Armbruster Motor Companies, your GM dealer in Fall City. Well, Troy, your final thoughts on this one?
Well, we've said it many times on paper before. We didn't expect a whole lot, but we knew it wouldn't be that way because, again, Johnson Brock plays tough against the Irish. They're not scared of them. They got some confidence. And you looked the way this game went. The only thing I can say that Johnson Brock had trouble with was just catching a few passes because they missed that one that at the end of the first half, and then they missed one over here. You know, I don't know how many drop balls they have, maybe five, but that's a big thing for Johnson Brock to work on. So, you know, in the long run, as you go down the season here, you know these teams will play again late in the state playoffs, you know, and you know it's going to be another good
one. For the Eagles tonight has to be a night that they will call a night of missed opportunities. They had the ball inside the 5 and the 4, inside the 15 and the 14, and I think down at the 11. So they had three opportunities where they were deep in Sacred Heart territory and were turned away. But you got to give some credit to that Sacred Heart defense. They didn't give up the points down there, even though there was a drop pass in the end zone and a drop pass at the one-yard line. But missed opportunities for Johnson Brock, or this thing could have very well gone differently.
Yeah.
The Irish, probably Doug Goltz and his team feels good about just getting out of here and escaping with a 36-20 win.
Yep.
Troy, as always, a pleasure to work with you. Have a good call next week. You'll have the Irish playing down at Jug Brown Stadium. I'm going to make the trip over to Tarkio, as we'll have our friends at Mound City, the Mound City Panthers, taking on East Atchison. That'll be over on Sunny 101.3. So that just about wraps it up for tonight's live coverage of high school football. For Troy Nelson and Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish 36 and the Johnson Brock Eagles 20. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to High School Football on KTNC.